of a terrorist plot. It is being confirmed now. Some arrests in this plot. Six individuals said to be Albanian. The scenario being reported has the plotters planning to kill as many U.S. soldiers as possible. A New Jersey court appearance is scheduled later today.
CBS News Homeland Security consultant Paul Kurtz says military base security here is already tight and could get tighter.
This comes down to the question of, do we have individuals that somehow had access to Fort Dix?
First, the wicked wind, now the water in Kansas and Missouri, too. Hundreds have been forced from their homes after violent thunderstorms caused rivers and streams to rise dramatically. Tom St. John is with the Sheriff's Department in hard-hit Clay County, Missouri.
We have two crews down there sandbagging and pumping water in two different locations in Missouri City.
In Greensburg, Kansas, FEMA is sending in trailers for residents of the tornado-flattened town. CBS's Manuel Gallegos is there.
Today, cleanup crews will focus on clearing debris from utility lines. The power has to be back on before residents can use FEMA trailers.
We're ready to move those in, as many as the state and the city needs, when they want them. Right now, they're not ready for them.
FEMA's director has already seen the devastation here, and the president visits tomorrow.
Officials say a 20-minute warning helped save so many lives there when the tornado hit. 9 people did die, and 13 are still hospitalized. Republicans who fought Democrats over a timetable for troop withdrawal in Iraq are starting to talk about drawing their own line in the sand about the war's future. Live now to CBS's Peter Mayer.
Steve, President Bush has strongly rejected any timetables or deadlines on Iraq, but now some leading Republicans say his current strategy has until September to show results. This pressure comes as the White House voices frustration over media coverage of the war.
The headlines this week, eight Americans died, that is true. But on the other hand, you also had the fact that there have been very successful operations against bad guys.
In a new strategy aimed at going around the mainstream media, spokesman Tony Snow says the Pentagon will use the YouTube website to provide its own war images. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
In Iraq today, at least 16 people died in a car bombing in a Shiite marketplace in Kufa. The Senate has killed a plan to let people buy prescription drugs from Canada and other countries by passing a bill that would require the government to certify the safety of those medicines. And health officials say they can't do that. Well, does this make kids smarter? A University of Washington study finds evidence that suggests too much TV for the very young, kids under 3, is not good. But researchers say it's too early to say what the good or bad effects are. Well, he sounds cute, but this mouse who looks like Mickey on Hamas TV tells kids to drink milk, pray, and take up weapons to defeat Israel and the U.S. Digging deep in the Middle East, experts have uncovered the tomb of the man who built the Holy Land.
Israeli archaeologist Ehud Netzer claims he found the tomb of the biblical King Herod, the legendary builder of ancient Jerusalem in Jesus' time. Netzer's colleague, Amichai Mazar.
It's stunning. It's a very major, important discovery. For years we are looking for this place.
Herod's tomb was found at Herodium near Bethlehem, where he built a palace 2,000 years ago. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. More than 2 years after the University of Colorado football scandal dropped out of the headlines, a lawsuit that sparked that scandal could be revived by a federal appeals court. A 3-judge panel has now heard arguments from the attorney for a woman who says she was raped at an off-campus football recruiting party in 2001, that a judge should have considered allegations of other sex assaults by football players or recruiters. No word on when that panel will rule. What's good for the American economy may be bad for American drivers. Under the North American Trade Agreement, Uncle Sam is working quickly to move Mexican 18-wheelers across the border, but some experts say you and your family could be less safe on the highways as a result. Safety advocate Jerry Donaldson says there's already a big problem with truckers forging their sleep records.
Drivers, when they exceed those hours, become more and more fatigued, more sleep deprived, more prone to fall asleep at the wheel, and indeed a very high percentage of them admitted that they falsify their logbooks and they suffer several falling asleep at the wheel episodes every month.
Donaldson says he's also worried the government isn't physically checking each truck at the border to see what's really coming into this country. or just how safe those trucks really are. And the National Ski Area Association says estimates show a 7% drop in visits to the nation's ski resorts from last year's record. Fortunately, here in the Rockies, there was a slight increase. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John, and good morning. So far, so good around the metro area. Clear, dry, wreck-free. Still in great shape along that I-70, I-25 corridor with no delays. Filling in eastbound 270 as usual. And we do have some reports of elk on or near the highway at the I-70 C-470 juncture. So you want to drive with caution in that area. Did have one crash in progress off the highway 92nd at Federal. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy and warmer with a high of 6.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-322-1883. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-322-1883. 1-800-322-1883. 1-800-322-1883.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-406-3375. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-406-3375. 1-800-406-3375.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-796-9941. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-796-9941. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-796-9941. That's 1-800-796-9941.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1438 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1438. 1-800-339-1438.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
You can give me a job over there. John, you're kind of getting back to liking this, aren't you?
No.
No, you're sitting there acting like you like it.
Why? What am I doing?
You could have been moving back and forth.
Yeah, I think I was mocking it.
Oh, is that what you were doing?
Yeah, no, this song drives me nuts. But it sure makes me want to buy a Ford.
I like Ford Mustangs, man. I'd love to have a Ford Mustang. Yeah, there it is. All right, it should be better today than it was yesterday, and we should have a high today of around 72, which won't be too bad, and it's kind of bad timing because we have a slight chance of thunderstorms, only about 10%. John Turk took yesterday off to go golfing, and what happened? You got rained out.
Oh, man, yesterday just absolutely stunk.
You got rained out, didn't you?
Yeah, basically. I mean, you know, it wasn't raining when we got there yesterday morning, but the course was too wet for us to play, and this is something I've been looking forward to for about, you know, 2-3 months. And they say they're going to reschedule, but, you know, I took a vacation day for it, and then we get rained out. I did get to go out there and do the course tour, though, which is pretty fun.
Yeah, that's a drag.
Total drag. So it was a tease, you know. It's like, here you go, come on out, you guys, and then they take us out on the course tour, and then it's like, well, you can't play it. But we'll get to go back, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Yesterday, I went to Boulder to the video station, which advertises on AM 760. And, boy, if you live in around the Boulder area and you haven't been to the video station, and it's right there on 28th Street, you can't miss it. What a great collection of films they have in there. And we've been doing this thing with them for a couple of years now where I picked out movies and then they have them highlighted in the store. But they have so much more. I ordered a couple of DVDs. They have got a huge selection of stuff. And it was really great to go up there and see Sherry and everybody up there. I really had a good time. I don't think that they're up at 6:14, 14 minutes after 6 listening, and I'm not bringing it up just to stick a free plug on the radio. I'm actually just talking about it because a lot of times there's nothing good new in the theaters to see, and you can go back and you go to places like the video station, and they've got all kinds of good stuff and all kinds of good documentaries and all kinds of good classic films. And I saw movies in there that I haven't seen and had forgotten about for years. And God help me, if I hadn't been careful, I would have rented everything in the store. I mean, it was great. But the reason I bring this up is, check this out on the way home. On the way home, down 36, I'm speeding along with the rest of the traffic. Some guy, I assume it's some guy, could have been a woman, don't know, dropped a shovel in the middle of the left lane. A freaking shovel, man. Now, you know, we had the story about the guy who loses his refrigerator. Can you imagine the damage that a shovel would do if your automobile hit that at, say, 65 miles an hour? And I have to admit to you, I was going way over 60. And I swerved and missed it. So this morning I'm driving to work and I'm thinking to myself, man, I wonder if that shovel is still there, and I wonder if somebody didn't come along yesterday afternoon and hit that shovel, and how in the world was I supposed to stop or pull over to the side of the road and then run out there and grab that shovel? Because I felt bad for not doing anything. But I don't know of any way to get out there and get the shovel. Who drives down 36 or any interstate here, anything like that, and you don't have stuff properly secured? What's up with that?
Happens all the time, Jay. You've never been hauling something and something has flown out of your car, ever?
No, I tie everything down and I make sure.
Oh, come on.
No, I never have. I never have. If I had, I'd tell you. No, I never have. Because I'm definitely paranoid of that happening.
I've had a sofa fly out of a truck that we were moving.
Oh, come on. You're kidding me? A sofa?
Yeah.
What? How did that...
It was supposed to be my couch.
How did that happen?
A friend of mine went to grab a sofa for me, and we were driving it down 36, matter of fact, and wasn't secured in there. And
well, why didn't you tie it down?
What's that? We thought it was tied down. It wasn't like we just threw it in there. It was kind of windy day, and we were going kind of fast, and some wind just picked it up and moved some of the rope, and bam, didn't hit any cars or anything, but luckily we pulled over and pulled it off the highway. This guy probably didn't see the shovel fall out of his car.
Somebody could going down the road there could really get injured.
Hey, you know what happened to me one time? I was cruising down South I-25, and this was like, you know, I used to work the night shift here, and so it was like 10, 11 at night, pitch black. And somebody had lost their trailer that was like, you know, one of those, it's not a mobile home, but the trailers that kind of compact up and you can fold into and you can sleep in.
Oh, yeah, sure. Pop-ups. Yeah.
Pop-ups, yeah. And somebody had lost that and it hit one of the medians and just basically broke into like 50, 60 pieces. And so this thing was laying all over the highway and, you know, nobody had been there to clean it up yet. And so I'm going down I-25 about 65 miles an hour and... You know, sure enough, this stuff is just all over the highway, and I'm swerving all over to miss the thing, and luckily I didn't hit it.
Yeah, if you'd hit it, it'd done some damage. We got a guy who works downstairs. Check this out. A guy changes the tire on his car. His wife takes the car. She's going down the interstate with her kid in the car, and the tire comes loose.
He didn't tighten the nuts.
Didn't tighten the lug nuts. Comes loose, rolls back, and totals this guy's car. Smashes up the windshield, screws up the front end. Dude, that's serious business. That could have killed him. People just are careless. People are careless. They're
well, how
careless.
About the, you know, you bring this up, Jay, and it's one of my pet peeves. It's like these trucks.
I had one of those
yesterday.
You know,
semis that have rocks in them.
I had one of those yesterday, too.
And, you know, they're flying out. They don't have them properly tarped on the top. And rocks fly out, ding your windshield, ding, you know, mess up your paint job. And I've actually had a rock hit me in the front and smashed out my front lens for my headlights. And I got the name of the company on the truck. You know, they didn't have a thing on the top. Rocks were flying out. I called them. They didn't, you know, their insurance wasn't going to take care of it. They said, there's no way. We're not liable for anything that falls out of our truck. They said it was closed. And you know it happens all the time. How many times have you been following a semi and stuff is flying out of it?
Don't you hate that when they say they're not liable?
Yeah.
Well, then if they're not, if you're not liable, then who is?
You just had to replace like a $150 Volkswagen headlight lens.
Well, if they're not liable, who is? Who's not liable? They're liable. How would they escape liability on that? Well, bluff you off, I guess, and then you just don't want to go sue them. You know what I'd do? I'd tell them, okay, fine, then I'm going to take an ad out in the Rocky Mountain News with a picture of your company.
I was livid.
And my busted headlight. I had that yesterday, a truck driving down the road. You know, I always have these mixed feelings about trucks, and I'm going to tell you why. Truck drivers are like really hardworking people. They really work hard. They move virtually everything we use. And they can be some of the nicest people you will ever run into. Pardon the pun. And they can be a tad bit conservative, but they're good-hearted people. But on the other hand, you get two situations with them which bother you. One, these trucks that are not covered up. And so sand and rock and dirt is flying out of the back. And two, driving in the left-hand lane. Now, there's no way that they can keep up with the flow of traffic. Because for however fast they can go, and you're in the left-hand lane, you can go faster. So then you get stuck. But I've seen them do some very, very nice things. And I've seen them come to Motorist's Aid before, and I know that they're good folks.
How about the law they have in California where they have to stay in the right lane?
Well, they have that in Illinois, too.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know they have it in California. It seems to work pretty well.
City of Chicago cannot be in the left-hand lane. Can't be in the middle or the left. Have to stay in the right. I think we should have that here, too. I don't mean to punish them. I just think we ought to have it. How's that different from drivers that you come up upon who are in the left-hand lane and they're doing the speed limit? Should they be doing the speed limit in the left-hand lane, or should they get out of the way? Because the left-hand lane is for passing. Or how about below the speed limit? I had that also happen to me yesterday. This couple in a brand new Lexus SUV, and it was clear, because it had the sticker on the back where they had just bought it. What are you laughing at, John? There's nothing wrong with having a Lexus.
No, I'm not. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, but you
like drive the car like you own it, right?
Well, no, but you know what they were doing? They were looking around inside the car because they're trying to figure out how to operate it. And it's like they're going down 36 doing 55 miles an hour in a 65-mile-an-hour zone trying to figure out how to operate the car. Come on. Figure out how to operate the car outside. Sit in your driveway with the instruction manual. Oh, Lord, that's a disturbing story. CNN is running some disturbing story here about In-N-Out Burger in California, which used to be one of my favorite places. They're putting biblical quotes on the bottom of their paper cups. Okay, no more In-N-Out for me. Well, I can't eat there anyway. 6:23, 23 minutes after 6. Jay and John here, and I know, I'm just kind of rambling around here if you want to chime in on any of this stuff. 303-713-7600. We got to get it cranked up and get down to business. But have you ever come in some days and you just don't feel like getting down to business? That's just one of these days. I don't feel like getting down to business. We should cancel the show. Look at the sunshine outside. We should all not go to work today. Workers, the world, relax. We should go out and play.
Bring part of the symphony home this weekend. Baker's Piano Center of Boulder, in concert with the University of Northern Colorado, is offering new Kawai pianos at up to half off the regular price. This is a one-time chance to own America's number one selling piano at a fraction of the regular price. These Kawai pianos were used by students and faculty this year in the music school. Choose from digitals, uprights, and grand pianos of all sizes and finishes. All acoustic pianos will carry a 10-year fully transferable warranty. These pianos are just barely out of their crates and looking for a good home. There will be a free piano buyer seminar on Thursday, May 10th at 6 p.m. The sale starts on Friday by appointment and Saturday open to the public. Appointments are highly recommended. Special financing will be available for this sale. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest with approved credit until 2008. Call 866-578-9566 or visit bakerspianocenter.com. That's 866-578-9566. 866-578-9566.
A lawn tractor.
John Deere Select Series. This one's even got four-wheel steering. And with all these attachments, it can do just about anything.
Oh, wow, I can't believe it. It's all mine.
Yours? That one in the back. That's yours. This new one's mine.
John Deere Select Series lawn tractors. Nothing runs like a deer.
Visit JohnDeere.com to find a John Deere dealer near you.
Sexual health is important to men, and there are many factors involved in male sexual health.
Conditions such as obesity, diabetes, heart disease, high cholesterol, and high blood pressure, or even depression, may play a role. If you are a man over 30 and in a committed relationship, you may qualify for the Men's Sexual Health Study. This research study may offer some confidential answers from a doctor regarding your sexual health. And all study-related care is offered at no cost. If you are interested in a sexual health research study, please call Radiant Research at 303-477-CARE. That's 303-477-CARE. The Men's Sexual Health Study. Call 303-477-CARE.
If you think running your own business is too difficult, think again. Cindy V used to clean houses for a living. In only 8 months of working at home with HomeBiz1.com, she now makes over $20,000 a month.
I actually made about $1,200 my very first month in the business. Obviously, now it's well over 10 times that.
Tori came from the corporate world, working over 10 hours a day. Now she works from home and makes over $15,000 a month with just a few hours at her computer. Linda always wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. Because of HomeBiz1.com, she makes more than $10,000 a month.
I have a business that allows me to be a full-time stay-at-home mom. I can work from home and actually bring in a six-figure income.
So, find out how you can earn a full-time income working part-time at home. Just log on to HomeBiz1.com. Order your free exciting DVD that gives you all the details. There's no cost or obligation, shipping not included. Start enjoying life. Log on to HomeBiz1.com right now. That's HomeBiz, the number one.com.
Live, local, and progressive.
The J. Marvin Show
on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Breaker 19, this here's
Bill Fries.
You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come
better
on.
Known as C.W. McCall. He's dead, too. This is a real shame.
Poor Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown. Come on.
You know how this whole thing started?
Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy.
This is his most popular hit.
It's a convoy.
But he had a hit before this, called the Old Home Filler Up Keep On Truckin' Cafe, which he wrote originally as a bread company jingle when he was an ad executive.
On the Jimmy Hall
of Hogs. 28 minutes after 6 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 72. Why am I doing all of this? I know there are some of you saying, oh, I can't, we just can't wait for Tom Hartman to come on, because Tom's an adult and Jay's a child, and we're going to have Tom on at 8 o'clock this morning. Because Tom's going to be coming to town here on May the 17th. You want tickets, log on to am760.net. And the reason I'm off on all this is because what I really want to do, and I just can't bring myself to do it, is I want to come in here and start ranting and raving about Iraq. And I can't do that every morning. I just can't do it. Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. Hey, I love it when you talk about this kind of stuff. It brings a little light to the world instead of being so serious all the time.
Yeah, man, I can't handle it today. I'm just not. It's really hard to get into it, you know.
We all have those days. Hey, real quick. First of all, the person you were saying in the Lexus that was driving under the speed limit in the left lane, that drives me nuts. But the nice thing about it is, if you were tailgating him a little bit to say, "Hey, get out of my way, donkey," you'd get a ticket for all possible road rage or following too close or aggressive driving, but they wouldn't get anything for impeding the flow of traffic. That's the thing I love about that whole scenario there.
Really? You don't think they would? I didn't really tailgate them. I fell back and then tried to, you know, work my way around, but they wouldn't. I have to plead ignorance about this, so I don't know. You got to tell me. There is a law about impeding the flow of traffic, isn't there?
Absolutely. Yes.
Do they ever give tickets for that?
I have never heard of anybody getting one. It probably has happened, but I've never heard of it.
See, I never
know
either.
More people that have gotten tailgating and aggressive driving and speeding tickets than impeding the flow of traffic.
Well, tailgating is rude, don't you think?
Yeah, to a point, but it's also saying, hey, get out of the way. You're slowing everybody else down. I've been in situations where Carl have 20 people be stuck behind them, and they're still driving in the left lane, oblivious to what's going on around them, not using their mirrors, not figuring out the situation.
Yeah, that's also rude, too.
Okay, but the real reason I called is I grew up out in California. And
Where in California?
The South Bay, Torrance.
Oh, I know exactly where that is.
Okay. And I've eaten In-N-Out Burger. I can't even remember when I started. I know that I was eating it when I was in high school, and I graduated in 1990. And I know for a fact back then that they had quotes on the bottom of the inside of the cups, and then on the, I think it was on the French fries. And it's in small print. It's not something obnoxiously large. It's not nothing you would notice unless you went looking for it.
Well, they're free. They're free, I think, to do whatever it is they want to do. I just had never seen it before, and you have to remember too, man, I haven't seen any kind of a fast food restaurant in going on 7 months. So I don't know what is what and what goes on, and I haven't seen an In-N-Out Burger or been near one in the better part of a seems like a year and a half. The last one I saw. And didn't go in, but the last one I saw was in Las Vegas, and that was like, it had to be a year and a half ago. So I don't know. I think if they want to do that, I think that's fine. I think, you know, why not? More power to them. It's their place.
Well, I had one last month, but I don't know what's CNN making a big stink out of it after. I mean, like I said, I graduated in 90, so that was, 17 years ago, and now they're making a stink out of it.
Yeah, they weren't even, I was telling somebody yesterday, they weren't even around when I was in high school in Southern California. There was no In-N-Out Burger. Or if they were, they were just like a little teeny place.
Yeah, it was really small.
And the only places that I remember were, and I'm talking about the very beginning now, I'm not talking about later, but I'm talking about what was McDonald's and Jack in the Box, and then, of course, along came the other ones, Arby's, Burger King, and the rest of them. But back in those days, oh, and then the third one probably would be, that came along, would probably be Taco Bell. And then, of course, now they have Del Taco, and they've got all these other other places. But I don't remember In-N-Out Burger, so it must have been really small. And I don't even have any idea where they started. I think they started in L.A. somewhere, right?
I think so. I thought it was Culver City, but I'm not sure.
Oh, it may be Culver City. You may be right about that. You may be absolutely right about it. Well, you know what we can do? We can go to the In-N-Out Burger corporate website, and most corporations have, you know, histories posted there. I do know this. Somebody brought me a friend of mine, Scott Henderson, brought me this really nice, cool In-N-Out Burger T-shirt.
I was looking at mine this morning. You know, you can buy yourself a uniform from there now. So you can dress up like one of the employees for Halloween, Jake.
Okay, John Turk just told me In-N-Out Burger started in Baldwin Park in 1948.
Wow,
that's a long time ago.
So it was around when you were in high school, Jay.
Yeah, it was. They just didn't have them down there in the part of Orange County that I grew up in. Hey, Mark, have a good day, man.
You too, man.
Thanks.
Keep it up. Bye.
All right. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. You know, that'd be an interesting question to ask. And I got two guys who are hanging on, want to talk about truckers. And so we'll do that. But that'd be an interesting question, too, to ask people. What was the first fast food place you ever went to that you ever remember? I bet you 90% of people would answer McDonald's. Would that be your first one, John?
Yeah, that or RV's Big... Is it RV's Big Boy? It's kind of a pull-up joint.
No, there used to be, there are Big Boy hamburger places.
It was kind of like a Sonic, you know, but it wasn't Sonic. I think it had the big kid with the apron,
yeah,
and the smiley face on it.
Yeah, those are still around, but now they're restaurants, basically.
Yeah, this one was a pull-up joint. And it was kind of like a Sonic where they, you know, like a drive-in, not a drive-through.
What about you, Gina?
Oh, yeah, McDonald's. I have happy memories of that.
You have happy memories of going to McDonald's?
Yes, because that was when they, in Albuquerque, there was only one McDonald's in the early 60s. My dad used to take me there every other Friday when he picked me up because my parents were divorced. And I remember those golden arches. There was only one. And he used to get me a Coke, a hamburger, and French fries for under a dollar.
Yeah, that's another thing, too. You just brought up something really interesting, which I think's changed now. I don't know this, but I think it has. And somebody will have to call and confirm this. But it used to be, when you were a kid, your parents took you to McDonald's or whatever it was, wherever you grew up, and you went like on a Friday, or you went on a Saturday, or you might go on a Sunday, but it was a special occasion. Then, as you got older, and as fast food became more prevalent, then it stopped being a special occasion, and then you would just go there. Don't you think that's true?
That's absolutely true. I used to look forward to it.
Yeah, so we're conditioned now to believe, oh, I'll just treat myself. I'll go to a McDonald's. Right?
Yeah.
Where it used to be, no. You went there, even if the hamburger was 21 cents, you went there because it was a special thing. And now, I don't think it's so special anymore. And I wonder if parents still take their kids there as either A, a special thing, or B, they take their kids there because it's convenient and they just take them. Not like our parents were.
Yeah, I don't have kids, so I don't know. Ask Turk.
No, we have to stop these age references. Right? Shows we're old. Okay, do you take your kids, John, do you and Stacy take your kids, and you've got three, do you take them to McDonald's because A, it's a special treat, or B, because it's convenient?
Nutrition. No.
You don't want them to go there. Is that what you're saying? You don't want them to eat at McDonald's?
No, I take it because they enjoy it. You know, I mean, they like it. If we ever ask the kids, what do you want for dinner? Their first response is always going to be McDonald's. Every time I ask them. Maybe it's because they get the Happy Meal toy. I think that's what they like about it.
All right, but do you take them there for a reward?
It's a little of both. It's convenience and just because they like it. You know, we'll do McDonald's for the kids maybe once a week, whether it be lunch or dinner.
No, once a week's not bad.
Yeah, it's not more than once a week. Once a week, McDonald's.
Hey, get this, Jay. My dogs even like McDonald's.
What, you give your dogs? You give your dog food for
McDonald's?
You give your dog food for McDonald's?
You know, when we go through the drive-up, they start crying. And then we always give them a plain hamburger, nothing on it, just the plain, you know, the little junior burger.
Well.
And they share it.
Okay.
They're spoiled.
Yeah, they are. Well, so are mine. So I can't really say anything about that. 303-713-7600 if you want to chime in on this. We're going to talk to two guys about truck drivers and about uncovered loads. But if you want to, I'm just fooling around this morning to keep from staring into the abyss. And if you want to talk about this, I mean, do you take your kids to McDonald's as a reward, or do you, or any fast food place, or do you, or is this now no big deal? Because when we were growing up, and Gina, you're still considerably younger than I am, our parents took us because it was a reward. Right?
Yes, absolutely.
It was like a big thing. And now, is it still a big thing? I don't know if it's considered to be a big thing anymore. All right, a big thing every morning is traffic, and how do we look so far?
It's a beautiful drive across the city. No wrecks, no major issues for the highway. We did have one crash and cleanup, 92nd at Federal. Southbound 25, a lot heavier now across Thornton and North Glen. In fact, we've got speeds in the 20s there, extending from 84th all the way back to 120th, and it's going to be pretty sluggish for you approaching the Boulder Turnpike. Speed's still pretty good on eastbound 6th and C-470. Weather today, partly cloudy, warmer, high of 68. Currently, it's fair and 43. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Make every day special with the $2.79 sub of the day from Subway Restaurants. A different, fresh, regular 6-inch Subway sandwich.
Mother's Day is almost here. Right now, Pro Flowers has an exclusive offer just for radio listeners. One dozen assorted Mother's Day roses for just $19.99. Or send two dozen roses for just $10 more. Plus, with either bouquet, free chocolate truffles and a free glass vase. That's a total savings of $35. For this incredible offer, click on the Pro Flowers banner in your media player right now. Or visit proflowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter the password, music. That's proflowers.com. Radio microphone, password, music.
When you're behind the wheel, what do you think about? Can I reach that fry that fell between the seats? Is that squirrel going left or right? Left. No, right. Right. Left. Right? Uniroyal is pretty sure you're not thinking about, well, tires. But maybe you should. They're the only thing between you and the road, which is why Uniroyal tires are made to last without costing a fortune. So you can trust them for miles and miles. Uniroyal, for everything you value. To find the perfect tires for your family, visit uniroyal.com.
I like to just run and let my mind wander. It's a creative time for me.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
Usually with me, I'll run for 25, 30 minutes, and I'll kind of get in the zone. And then, you know, I'll come up with solutions to problems I didn't even know I was considering. You know, it's just a great way to get your day going.
His Match.com username is Exercise Guy, and you can email him right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the all-new Match.com for details.
Make sure you know what your rights are. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson are deeply committed to progressive politics, and we talk about it almost every week. And programs that support and advance the interests of real people who have been wronged by corporations and insurance companies. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson are progressive lawyers who will fight for you. And the law offices of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, you can call them at 303-300-1661 or check them out on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Employment opportunity. Looking for a risk taker with the nerves of a riverboat gambler. Self-starter a must. Willing to work long hours for potentially huge payoff? Become a fix and flipper. Invest tens of thousands of your personal cash and thousands of hours of your time to roll the dice for that elusive big payout. Not a plumber, drywaller, tiler, electrician, finish carpenter? Just hire him. Of course, that cuts into your profit margin. Think the real estate market's just too risky at the moment? Yeah, you're right. You'll probably lose everything. Watch 9 News tonight at 10. But you might win. But you might lose.
There you are listening to your radio, and here I am talking, not yelling to you. No weird clothes or makeup artists trying to make me look good. A few pounds overweight, but no worries about how I look on camera. All I want to do is give you a heartfelt message from our company, Ralph Schomp Honda, BMW, and Mini. We're all proud of our company, and we care about all of you who've done business with us for so many years. We care that you always feel we're here to take the best care of you, and that you're comfortable telling someone, your parents, your neighbors, your friends, that you bought your car from Ralph Schomp. We like that they think you made a wise decision because they know we have a great reputation, one that stands for civic responsibility, honesty, integrity, fairness, and a desire to work hard for our customers. We will always welcome you in our doors, and we will always try to do the right thing for you to deserve your continued loyalty. So as we celebrate 66 years in business, I, Lisa Schomp, and everyone at Ralph Schomp Honda, BMW, and Mini would like to say thank you for being our customers, the greatest people in our world.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 43 minutes after 6 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. Going to be a nice day today. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 72. 10% chance of that happening. Hello to my friend Roger, who sent me a link. Says, I know you love cars. Here's Barack on Detroit. I heard what Barack Obama said about fuel and about cars. And he, you know what? He's right in what he's saying. I'm still, fingers crossed, I can't wait till we are able to use ethanol. I know, there are a lot of you who don't agree with me, but I really do. And then Roger says, only 4 days until the Spanish Grand Prix. Yeah, man. And I'll be watching, Roger, and I hope you are too, and go Felipe Massa. Okay, let's get back to the phones here. We've got Andy, who's been hanging on in Cheyenne. Andy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Doing good, man. How about you?
I'm doing great. Hey, I just want to let you guys know, first off, what a great job I think you're doing. I'm not one of the conservative truckers. I'm actually a liberal.
That's
hey,
great.
I did want to tell you, I know, you know what aggravates people about truckers don't like about truckers, but I will tell you in defense, there's times when you have to get over to let somebody on, and you get over, and the people that you let on just hang out in that right lane. And it's very difficult, especially if you're pulling a 53-footer. You know, you got to have a pretty big hole to get back over there. But what happens is the minute people pull up to try to let you in, people jump around you because they're aggravated, you know, about you being in that left lane. And you just get stuck there. And a lot of times people think you're doing it on purpose. But the problem is you're trying to be a nice guy and let somebody on, especially on some of those on-ramps there on I-25, you know, coming out of Longmont, you know, the ones with the big curving on-ramp.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, you pretty much have to get over and let those people on. And then, if you don't let somebody on and you slow down to try to either let them speed up or slow down so they can get around you,
then they're flipping you off because they're mad at you because you didn't get over. So, you know, it's pulling one of these big trailers, it's tough. And you're always, it seems like you're always upsetting somebody, even though people take it personal. You're really not doing it on purpose, you know.
Well, see, so, we need to walk a mile in your shoes. So I plead totally and completely ignorant of what you're talking about. And I admit to my failure to realize. And now after you've said it, and I'm sitting here thinking while you're talking about it, yeah, you're right. You're damned if you do and damned if you don't. And how do you handle that? Do you just not see people when they flip you off, or they honk at you, or do you just figure, well, you know, it's part of the gig and I just have to do it?
Pretty much. I mean, you know, it happens all the time. I mean, you know, and there's times you got to take a leap of faith and just try to get over, because, you know, people sometimes they're on their phones or not, you know, paying attention or whatever, and they don't see your signal. And you know, but I will say there are a lot of good people out there that do let trucks in, and God bless them. You know,
yeah, I do.
It makes our life a lot easier. But you know, and you were talking about too about the trucks losing rocks. I mean, I've had that even happen in my truck and get my windshield hit. And I know some of the covered loads, you know, they do occasionally lose one. And you know, I honestly don't know really what to say too much about that. I guess you'd really have to talk to a rock hauler, you know, to really comment on that. But I do know down in Albuquerque, they were doing a lot of work down there at one time, and they were having some real issues with these guys driving dangerously, you know, rock haulers and stuff. And I'm not picking on them, but they had a DOT hotline that people could call into because I guess they were having a lot of issues with it. But, you know, you really have to have somebody doing that, I mean, you know, to comment on that, you know, and I'm not picking on them. But, you know, I really don't know what to say because I've had my car hit, too, when I've been driving my car with rocks, too. And, I mean, I'm sure I've had a rock come out of the tread on mine too, you know, so I don't know really even what to say on
this is a foreign concept to all of us in America in the year 2007, but it ought to become a familiar concept, and that is take time to think about how your actions affect others. So if you're a rock hauler, make sure that thing's tied down tight and secure and properly, because you wouldn't want it done to you, so therefore you don't want to do it to somebody else. And I think that right there is the bottom line. And as far as what you were talking about, once again, about truck drivers, okay, what we need to do is we need to realize that it's hard to drive one of those things, that that job is tough, and that we got to cut you some slack and stop being self-centered and walk a mile in your shoes. So from now on, for everybody who's heard this conversation, okay, give men and women out there who are driving trucks, give them a break, and assume that they're trying to do their best, not their worst. How about that?
Well, again, like you said, you have to assume that because, I mean, there are, you know, truck drivers that are just jerks, too. I mean, just like people are people, you know. And, I mean, but I'd say if a guy's hanging out in the left lane, if you could try to at least get him a hole big enough to move back over.
Right.
If he doesn't do it, then he's just being a jerk, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just give him some room. Hey, Andy, be safe out there, man. Thank you for the call.
All right. You guys take care. Keep up the good work.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, not all truck drivers are conservative. Many of them are apolitical. Here's Doug in Denver. Doug, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, man.
I got a couple of things. First of all, in Colorado, you are responsible for your load, period. That is a state patrol, and that is Colorado law. If you've got a load going down the highway, you must have it secure.
Okay, so wait a minute. Let me interrupt you. So in John Turk's case, when the rock comes out of the truck and smashes his headlight, and then the company tells him on the phone that they're not responsible, in reality, they are responsible, and they weren't telling him the truth.
This is true. Yeah, I had a Blazer about 10 years ago, and a guy didn't have his load secured, and I lost the whole front end, grill, lights, radiator, everything. And I caught him, stopped him. He says, well, I'm not responsible. Called the state patrol, and the state patrol wrote him a ticket right there, and his company had to pay for the whole front end. Number two, on your, you know, you were talking about making everybody go to the right, truckers stay on the right side. There's some bridges downtown that truckers can't get underneath if they stay on the right side.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's the Spear is one. And some of the older bridges. I grew up in Chicago, and they had to redo a whole bunch of their bridges right after they made that law. And it was a real nightmare for a long time. Chicago is perpetually in construction anyway.
Well, yeah, because they have to repair the roads during the spring and summer. But I'll tell you something. I just want to get the pot roads done. So you're right. I should lay off that because, you know what? I want to get the potholes done because, you know what? We should lay off that because I don't want to complicate the situation any more than it already is. I mean, Mayor Hickenlooper, you know, you're asking him to multitask, and that can be tough for him. Doug, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks, thanks for the call, man. Be safe.
Right.
All right. 303-713-7600, and we've got a couple of calls hanging on about fast food. We'll see if we can get to those, too. And here's Gina getting to traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we're in pretty good shape so far this morning. We're seeing a lot heavier traffic, though, in all of our usual arteries, including westbound I-76 if you're approaching the I-25 merge. Southbound 225 starting to get very heavy before Yosemite down toward I-25 Tech Center area. And, of course, eastbound 270 pretty stacked up now between I-76 and York. Still no wrecks, though, to report on the highway. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy, warm, high of 68. Tonight, pretty much the same, 44 for a low, and currently it's fair in 43. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Guys, when your girl has a special occasion, treat her right by looking your best, too. Stop by Fantastic Sam's and ask about...
Psst. Hey, you at the computer. I have a secret. You can find out how much you're worth. No, really. Do you know if you're getting paid too little or too much? Do you demand a raise or do you hug your boss? Visit payscale.com or click on the banner in your media player. In just a few minutes, you'll be staring at a free salary report. If knowledge is power, then you're about to be a huge, powerful power person. Free. Accurate. Who knew? Find out what you're worth. Payscale.com.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out The Painted Veil, Fur, and Deliver Us From Evil. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 50,000 titles. The Video Station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Call today, 303-463-8541. If you would like to support AM760, go to AM760.net and click on the Supported by tile.
You have to call your mom on Mother's Day. That's a given. Wouldn't it be a way better conversation if she started off with, "Oh, I got your flowers from Pro Flowers. It's so nice.
You're my favorite child out of all the children."
I know, Mom. I went to ProFlowers.com, and I got a great deal.
If you use the password VIP when you order, you'll get one dozen assorted roses for just $29.99, or you can choose two dozen assorted roses for just $39.99. Either way, you're going to get a free glass vase and free chocolate truffles.
I sent my mom the two dozen assorted roses because that's the kind of kid I am.
Did you want to be the favorite?
Yep.
Because you want to get everything in the will?
Yep. ProFlowers.com. All you have to do is click on the microphone in the right-hand corner, type in VIP, and they'll give you that exclusive offer. Or you can do it by calling them. 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS. That's P-R-O, flowers. And be sure to mention the password VIP. You want to be mom's favorite like me? Use ProFlowers this year for Mother's Day. And then you might even hear,
"Thanks for sending me flowers from ProFlowers."
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Dock's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Dock's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, our five locations have been winning awards ever since. At Basil Dock's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Dock's uses all natural ingredients. Basil Dock's has four Denver metro locations: Washington Park, Crestmore, Virginia Village, the Highlands, and Keystone in Summit County. Check us out at basildockspizza.com.
Clean, efficient propane. Propane cooktops heat instantly and have greater temperature control. No wonder 9 out of 10 chefs prefer gas for home cooking. For more information, visit usepropane.com. Propane. Exceptional energy.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out The Painted Veil, Fur, and Deliver Us From Evil. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 50,000 titles. The Video Station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, this is for truck drivers. Right? A little Grateful Dead.
Trucking. Got my chips cashed in. Keep trucking.
Well, we don't have 6 Days on the Road by Dave Dudley.
Together.
John's never heard of that. That's like a huge truck song. Do we have it? Here. Unleash a little bit of it. Yeah, Dave, let Dave Dudley. All right, here we go.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard.
I got my diesel wound up and she's a-running like I never before.
Say, you never heard that?
There's a speed zone ahead.
Yeah, this song is huge.
I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and
he also talks about taking drugs in here.
I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide.
Now there you go. See, I'm taking little white pills. My eyes are open wide. Slight chance of a thunderstorm. High today, 72. 10% chance of that kind of stuff happening. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Coming up after 8 o'clock, Tom Hartman will be here with us. And he's going to be in town on May the 17th doing his show live. He'll be in Boulder. If you want tickets, go to am760.net. Come here to our Denver facility and get tickets, or go to our Boulder facility and get tickets. And let me go to David in Littleton. David, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, man.
I wanted to say that I grew up in Albuquerque, and I never went to a fast food or drive-in until I was in the teens, and we went to the Big Boy, Larry's Drive-In, and also Lotaburger.
Oh, is it Lotaburger? Yeah, there's Lotaburger, but there's also Whataburger, too.
That's true. We always went to Lotaburger, though, so that was our big deal. But I never went to McDonald's at all when I was growing up.
Wow, how come? Your parents?
We were too poor.
Well, okay. Or when you were in your teens and then you went, you just didn't go? It just wasn't a place of choice?
Well, Big Boy was the drive-in, so we went to Larry's Drive-In and Big Boy's, and most of those were drive-ins where you could drive through and you'd be hang out with a bunch of your friends and stuff like that. All kinds of neat cars, like the Chevys, you know, the 56 and 57 Chevys, the 55-story Fords and so forth, you know.
Yeah.
So that's what we do. We check the cars out.
Yeah, I don't think kids do that stuff anymore.
Well, there are not too many drive-ins anymore where you can drive through like that. I mean, that Big Boy had that, was where they held the hamburger up in the air, you know, and stuff like that. The guy was standing there with the hamburger up in the air, and that was on Central and San Pedro, San Mateo, and that was just where all the kids hung up.
Yeah, you're right. Most of that's gone. As a matter of fact, I was just thinking about this. Does anybody know? Is there even a drive-in movie theater open anywhere? Anywhere in this area?
Yeah, there's one down there on Santa Fe and Hamden.
Really?
Yes, it's still there. It's got two screens.
Do people go there? I mean,
oh yeah, they go there in the summertime.
Summertime?
Yes.
I saw E.T. open there. The opening of E.T. in like 1982. It was awesome.
Drive-in movie theaters are really rare these days.
There used to be a Terrace Drive-In and Tsuki Drive-In in Albuquerque. There used to be two or three of them down there. Duke City Drive-In. Yeah, we used to go to all those drive-ins when we were kids. Had a great time.
Yeah, parents would pile you in the back and away you go. Or
no, we'd just go by ourselves.
Or, in the case of when I was growing up, they would take you in a paddy
jump
wagon.
Jump in the trunk, jump over the wall, yeah. Do all kinds of weird things. That's right.
You got it. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. All right, coming up. How do we determine who's a good American and who isn't? We'll talk about that coming up. Stick around.
Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Not available in all states. That's 800-914-8727. 800-914-8727.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZM, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. They wanted to kill as many soldiers as possible. That, says a U.S. attorney spokesman, was the motive behind a foiled plot to assault Fort Dix, New Jersey, with automatic weapons. CBS's Bob Orr tells us 6 suspects, described as immigrants from what had been Yugoslavia, were arrested last night as they allegedly tried to buy AK-47s. The arms dealer they were doing business with was cooperating with the FBI.
U.S. officials speaking on condition of anonymity because the charges are still under seal. So this plot was more aspirational than operational. In other words, it really wasn't close to happening. But they do say the men involved were serious.
CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland says bases are fortified, but they're not impregnable.
Six guys armed with automatic weapons, I think, would probably be able to overwhelm that pretty swiftly. And if they knew where units were going to be moving for training exercise or the like, they could, frankly, do quite a bit of damage.
Fort Dix is used as a training base in 1999. It housed refugees from Kosovo province. The mighty Missouri, like rivers in other parts of the Plain States and Midwest, is rain-swollen and threatening to spill over its banks. KCTV's Sophia Wharton tells us residents living along the river were ordered to evacuate by 2 o'clock this morning.
When the river does crest, it is expected to last 24 to 36 hours, and that could happen shortly. Right now, the river, they are saying, is about 10 feet lower than it was in 93.
That was the last major flood. In Kansas, the search and recovery effort goes on.
I'm Manuel Gallegos in Greensburg, Kansas. Today, search and rescue teams will be out again going through the rubble here that's piled high all the way across Main Street, all through town. They'll be looking for more victims. They haven't found any survivors since Saturday, but they did find a body yesterday, and that has people worried that there may be more victims in the rubble.
If you don't have health insurance, going to a hospital could cost you a lot more than someone else who does. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnato. Barry, how is that?
You get charged 2.5 times more, Frank, according to a Johns Hopkins study. It says self-payers don't benefit from discounted rates negotiated by health insurers and Medicare. The American Hospital Association calls the study flawed. It instituted a voluntary rate plan for the poor and uninsured a year ago, but the author of this study in Health Affairs sees no effect. Dozens of lawsuits have been filed against hospitals nationwide. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
A Navy helicopter on a training flight hit a power line and crashed west of Austin, Nevada last night. All 5 crew members based in Jacksonville, Florida, were killed. Queen Elizabeth will spend part of her day in the colonies honoring American soldiers who fought in World War II. Her visit to the National War Memorial coincides with the anniversary of Germany's surrender on VE Day in 1945. A report by the humanitarian group Save the Children says Iraq has the lowest child survival rate in the world. One of every 8 Iraqi children dies by 5. S&P futures are down 4 points. This is CBS News.
Chances are your old computer can't run all the latest software. Get into Office Depot today for a huge assortment of the newest computers and software, plus wireless printers, flat panel monitors, memory solutions, and more. Don't risk slowing down your business. Let Office Depot lend you a hand.
Whoa, Office Depot.
If your car or truck is ready for new tires before your wallet is, hurry to your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Buy tires now and pay later with our genuine service credit card. Plus, bring in any competitor's current price ad on the name brand tires we sell within 30 days of purchase, and we'll beat that price, guaranteed. New tires, installed by 4 trained experts. Buy now and pay later. See your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for details today. Offer ends June 30th.
Apply online at firstoptiononline.com or call 303-803-1900.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Department of Energy officials are sending water samples to a lab in New Mexico to find out just what's causing elevated levels of uranium at Rocky Flats. Uranium in the water tested at the former nuclear weapons plant shows elevated levels that are above the Rocky Flats cleanup agreement, but officials still can't tell if it's because of weapons production pollution or naturally occurring. A man is dead after falling more than 40 feet while hiking in Boulder County. Police say the guy fell while climbing on the 3rd flat iron. He was not wearing a helmet or any climbing gear. His name has not been released. More squirrels in the metro area dying from the plague. The official count now 15 in 3 counties. But John Poppy with the State Health Department says count likely is much higher. Now, does the plague pose a threat to you?
The disease is transmitted from animal to animal and in most cases to people via the bites of infected fleas.
John Poppe with the State Health Department says they expect the count to go higher. And congressional Republicans and Democrats from Colorado reaching a compromise on a proposal to create protected wilderness areas throughout much of Rocky Mountain National Park. And an ethics expert has told a Denver district judge Colorado's tough new ethics and government law goes too far and could have a chilling effect on people who want to communicate with their lawmakers. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We do have a car fire on the ramp from northbound I-25, making that merge to eastbound I-70, so expect that to be bogged down. Wreck off the highway, I-Lift at Havana. Southbound 25, pretty jammed from 120th all the way to the I-70 corridor, so give yourself enough time. And we've had a herd of about 20 to 30 elk near the I-70-C-470 interchange, so you want to drive with caution through there. They're getting a little closer to the highway. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy, warm, high of 68 tonight. Partly cloudy and breezy with a low of 44, and currently it's fair and 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The same AAA that jumpstarts your car can jumpstart your vacation. AAA Travel for air, cruises, and vacation packages. Call 1-800-JOIN-AAA and ask about special member benefits. Plan and book your vacation with AAA Travel. When will you need us?
Happy birthday, son.
Oh, whoa. A lawn tractor.
John Deere Select Series. This one's even got four-wheel steering. And with all these attachments, it can do just about anything.
Oh, wow. I can't believe it. It's all mine.
Yours? That one in the back. That's yours. This new one's mine.
John Deere Select Series lawn tractors. Nothing runs like a deer.
Visit johndeere.com to find a John Deere dealer near you.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
It's 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. High today, 72. We've got a slight chance of some thunderstorms, but only about a 10% chance. Check this out. For Saturday, well, actually, Friday, mostly sunny, a high of 81. And on Saturday, mostly sunny and a high of 83. Can you wait for that? I just can't wait. Okay. The Internet is a marvelous tool. It can be a marvelous tool. And you can find a lot of good stuff on the Internet. And I don't think anybody I just don't think anybody out there would dispute that. I think there's some people who don't use the Internet, and when they always tell me that they don't use the Internet, I kind of think to myself, man, you know, you're missing a whole world out there. Because there is a whole world out there that's available, and there's some very, very good information. There's also some very, very bad information out there, too. There's also websites that are extremely bogus, that circulate bogus information, and it's like anything else. I mean, there's good and bad. And one of the other things about the Internet is email, and most of us now use email virtually all the time. When was the last time you sat down and actually, unless you had to, when was the last time you sat down and actually wrote somebody a letter? It's been a long, long time for me. I'm sure it's been a long, long time for you, too. And as a matter of fact, there's a study that shows that the more that people are on the road and the more that they're mobile, the more techno-savvy they become. So we've got cell phones, and we've got text messaging, and we've got Blackberries, and we've got all this stuff to use. But one of the drawbacks of the Internet, one of the drawbacks of email, is a lot of stuff circulates and gets sent to you. And it contains a point of view, or it contains something that's said, and there's no backup to it. There's no citing of facts. There's no citing of sources. Or the sources are dubious. And people have a tendency sometimes to get that stuff, and because it fits what they want to believe, then they can use it and they believe it, and then they repeat it, and then they pass it on, and they send it to other people. There was this big controversy, and I'm trying to remember, was it down in Grand Junction? I believe it was down in Grand Junction, and I got to check on this, but down in Grand Junction, there was this controversy about a baseball game that was played at a college, I believe. And what happened was they played the Mexican national anthem first, and then they turned around and then they played the national anthem, the United States, the Star Spangled Banner. And so, and there was a pause before they played it. So what ended up happening is that a lot of these folks that have stuff to grind about immigration and illegal immigration, they seized up on this, and they took it and they used it, and they claimed that, well, they played the Mexican national anthem and then stalled on the Star Spangled Banner, and they did that before the baseball game. Well, the school, it's Colorado State University at Pueblo. Well, the school turned around, and the school explained in a press release issued that they issued because people got upset. They said, hey, the delay of the U.S. national anthem was 30 to 40 seconds because they had equipment problems, not that it was a conspiracy. Okay, but I get this email from this woman who sends me a picture of the I have to find it. I have to find it to describe it to you. Here it is. I've got it. Sends me a picture of the Statue of Liberty. Okay? And then there are big headlines on top. It says, coming soon, and then the Statue of Liberty, and then the sign on the right-hand side says, leaving Mexico, entering Mex-America. Then on the left-hand side, the sign says, Welfare Department, one quarter of a mile. Social Security, three quarters of a mile. Free medical care, one and one quarter of a mile. Well, you go look at the statistics, you go research all this stuff out, and you'll see that this is bogus. This is totally and completely bogus. And here's her explanation for sending this around. I'm sorry, but after hearing they want to sing the national anthem in Spanish, enough is enough. Nowhere did they sing it in Italian, Polish, Irish, German, or any other language because of immigration. It was written by Francis Scott Key and should be sung word for word the way it was written. The news broadcast even gave the translation not even close. Sorry if this offends anyone, but this is my country. It's your country. Speak up. Please pass it along. Says, I am not against immigration. Just come through like everyone else. Get a sponsor. Have a place to lay your head. Have a job. Pay your taxes. Live by the rules, and learn the language as well as other immigrants have in the past, and God bless America. Well, see, the problem here is, and I've pointed this a gazillion times, is that the Pew Hispanic Research Center has shown and has pointed out in numerous studies that second and third generation immigrants, illegal or legal, that their kids learn English. So that's a fallacy. The Welfare Department sign on here is a fallacy. The Social Security sign is a fallacy because they don't draw Social Security and they can't get welfare. And the free medical care is a debatable point because what are you going to do when it comes to kids? Are you not going to give them medical care? So I politely ask this woman, please take me off your mailing list and don't send it to me again. All right, that's the first one. Now, here's another one I got. And this is the one I really want to talk to you about. And a woman sent this to me, and I'm not going to mention her name, but she sent it to me as an example of the kind of stuff that's out there and the kind of stuff that's circulating around. Here's the subject. Can a Muslim be a good American? This is something I've wondered about for some time now. How and why do Muslims hate us and everyone else so much? Doesn't their God teach them love? Okay, here's the guy's answer. First, a statement. Can a Muslim be a good American? Question mark. I sent the question to a friend who worked in Saudi Arabia for 20 years. The following is a reply. Theologically, no, because his allegiance is to Allah, the moon god of Arabia. Well, Couldn't you make the same statement about evangelical, authoritarian, right-wing Christians? Because their first allegiance is to Jesus, not to the United States of America. So, could you make that allegation about James Dobson? Could you make that allegation about Jerry Falwell? Could you make that observation about, well, any of those folks? I wouldn't make it, but could you? Well, maybe I would make it. Now, I happen to know tons of Muslims who are good Americans. Then it goes on, religiously, no, because no other religion is accepted by his Allah except Islam. And they have a Quran quote. Well, wait a minute. Doesn't the New Testament do exactly the same thing? How many times have I had evangelical Christians call up here and say to me that because I'm Jewish, I'm going to hell? And too bad. I even had one guy call up here once. Remember this, John? I had one guy call up once and was ranting and raving and quoting the Bible and preaching to me on the air. All right, what's the difference? Spiritually, no, because his allegiance is to the five pillars of Islam and the Quran. Once again, if you're an evangelical Christian, isn't your allegiance to Jesus? Geographically, no, because his allegiance is to Mecca, to which he turns to pray five times a day. Well, what the hell does that have to do with being a good American? So what he's saying, that Christians, Jews, Catholics, Protestants, Church of Christ, Mormons, anybody you can think of, what are you saying? They don't pray? And they don't pray in public? How many times have you been in a restaurant and you see them say grace before they eat? Nobody gets upset at that. Socially, no, because his allegiance to Islam forbids him to make friends with Christians or Jews. That's a falsehood. That right there is an out-and-out falsehood. I have Muslims that I'm friends with. They've never said anything to me about this. Politically, no, because he must submit to the mullah, a spiritual leader, who teaches annihilation of Israel and destruction of America and the great Satan. Well, there are some in the Islamic world who do teach that. But you know, there are also churches out here in this country who politically preach and lay down doctrine. The Catholic Church is a good example of that. Domestically, no, because he is instructed to marry four women and beat and scourge his wife when she disobeys him. Yeah, there is domestic violence in many Muslim households, but you know what? There are also domestic violence in many other households, and they're not necessarily Muslim. Just ask your local police department on how many calls they go to. Intellectually, no, because he cannot accept the American Constitution since it is based on biblical principles, and he believes the Bible to be corrupt. That's also nonsense. I know Muslims who cherish and believe in the First, the Fourth, the Fifth, and many other amendments. Philosophically, no, because Islam, Muhammad, and the Quran do not allow freedom of religion and expression. Democracy and Islam cannot coexist. Every Muslim government is either dictatorial or autocratic. Well, wait a minute. Aren't they having elections in Turkey? Isn't there a dispute there about separation of church and state? And doesn't Turkey, as one example, have a parliamentary government? Whoops, left them out. Guess they're not Islamic, huh? And also, once again, this sounds like fundamentalist Christianity to me. Spiritually, no, because when we declare one nation under God, the Christian's God is loving and kind. Oh, wait a minute. So, in other words, one nation under God means only the Christian God. And see, I'm so tempted to give this guy's email address and his name out. How can you circulate this kind of bilge? Now, what I want to know from you is your feelings about this. You believe any of this? Do you think any of this is true? And there's a rising tide of hatred in this country towards immigrants, both the illegal and legal, and towards Muslims, and towards Latinos, and God Almighty, we got to stop it. And this is the kind of stuff that's circulated around to people on the internet. Maybe you've gotten this. And this is really sad. Now, I don't know if you're going to get off your half moons and comment about this or not. And specifically, if you're religiously based, I'd love to hear from you. But if you're not going to get off your half moons and comment, I don't really care because I'm going to keep talking about it. This really, really, really disturbs me. 303-71...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. All right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles. Many with remaining factory warranty. And special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out The Painted Veil, Fur, and Deliver Us From Evil. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 50,000 titles. The Video Station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
On rice and oatmeal or barley, plus sweet potatoes. No added fillers, no artificial colors or flavor. Each formula is carefully prepared in U.S. Purina plants, so it's easy to understand why Purina One Natural Blends has such a high standard. When you see the difference it can make in your pet, trust Purina One. We do, and you'll see the difference. What can a food with natural healthy ingredients do for your dog's health? Well, turn to a name you can trust. Take the Purina One Challenge and see the difference for yourself, just like we did. Go to PurinaOneChallenge.com or pick up the phone and call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK to get a coupon for your free 6.5-pound bag of Purina One Natural Blends. Call or go online today. Then you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local King Supers.
Jordan Wine and Spirits in Parker reminds you that the availability of donated blood in an emergency can mean the difference between saving a life or losing it. Please give a little bit of yourself today by participating in a local blood drive. Call your local blood center for an appointment. Jordan Wine and Spirits at 17021 Lincoln in Parker is proud to sponsor this message. For everything in wine and spirits, go to the place that has what you want at Jordan Wine and Spirits in Parker or call 720-851-2951.
Both medical and recreational drugs can cause harm to an unborn child's life. Expectant mothers should be aware of the ill effects that drug use can have on your baby. Remember, your child's health depends on you. A message from Keldar's Pet Grooming, 75 South 4th Avenue in Brighton. Summer is coming, so take your pet to Keldar's Pet Grooming, 75 South 4th Avenue in Brighton, for the cleanest and finest cut for your dog.
Support for AM 760 comes from the locally owned Jack Misek Heating and Cooling, specializing in American Standard Air Conditioning. Call 303-463-8541. That's Jack Misek Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541.
Clean, efficient propane. Propane cooktops heat instantly and have greater temperature control. No wonder 9 out of 10 chefs prefer gas for home cooking. For more information, visit usepropane.com. Propane.
exceptional energy.
AM 760 has Jay Marvin mornings 6 to 10.
Darn it, sometimes I get mad at you, sir.
Tom Hartman 10 to 1.
Democracy is a political system, and that's what they don't get.
Ed Schultz 1 to 4.
It's very complex. We're dealing with some very dumb people.
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon 4 to 7.
He doesn't understand what that means, and I don't want to waste my time calling the president stuff he doesn't understand anymore.
And Rachel Maddow 7 to 9 p.m.
Well, yeah, duh.
AM 760 Progressive Talk.
A lot to talk about.
And AM 760.net.
Good morning, 725, 25 minutes after 7. Slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 72. Tom Hartman coming up after 8 o'clock. Tom will be here May the 17th doing a show live from the Boulder Theater. You want tickets, log on to AM760.net. Or to find out more information, log on. And you can get tickets here free. Here at our facility in Denver and also the one in Boulder. And I was talking about this email that's circulating around about Muslims. Can they be good Americans? So some guy sends, you know, and it's posted on our website at am760.net. And then some guy sends me an email, doesn't really have the courtesy to put his real name in here, but he says, stop race baiting, please. Oh, okay, I see. So in other words, discussion of something that I find to be extremely troubling and is one of the hardest topics to do on this radio station, because what I find is that people who say that they are liberal and progressive suddenly become overreactionary when you start getting into this topic about Muslims, Latinos, immigrants, and even illegal immigrants. They start going crazy. I'm race baiting. So you're right, sir. We just shouldn't get on here and we shouldn't discuss this. We should just sweep it under the rug and let it go and pretend that it doesn't go on. And I for the life of me, do not see where it is that somebody would come up with this kind of logic that they would come up with about Muslims, or that they would come up with this logic about it, basically anybody. And there is just this huge, huge, it seems like this big wave out there of hate and resentment that's out there flowing around, and it must be flowing around out there, and it must be working, because there are people out there who are buying this stuff, that they're taking it to heart and they're passing it on to other people, and they're leveling these charges and making these statements that are baseless, and they're looking for some kind of a problem under every rock. And it seems to me that it's the old situation of, well, if you're having a tough time yourself, or if things are not going exactly as you think they should be going, then what we should do is we should take people out of society, separate them and scapegoat them, and start to hang our problems on them, which to me is ridiculous. Are there bad Muslims? Yeah, of course. Are there bad Jews? Yeah, of course. Are there bad Latinos, legal or illegal? Yeah, of course. Are there bad Yugoslavians? Well, they say that the six that they popped in New Jersey, or however many of them that there were, that were going to attack Fort Dix, allegedly, that they were from Eastern Europe. I don't understand I do understand it, but I refuse to accept it, this idea that we take people and that we do this stuff, that we pin stuff on people, and we go, okay, that's all of you. This represents everybody. Well, what do you mean this represents everybody? Since when? And this guy bases his whole thing, he bases his whole reasoning on asking this friend of his who lived in Saudi Arabia for 20 years. Well, the friend's not identified. You don't know. And this stuff, and you ought to see how long the mailing list is on this thing, too. I mean, it's long. And this guy ought to be shamed. Now, correct me if I'm wrong about this. If you go to church, if you go to a mosque, if you go to a synagogue, or wherever it is that you go to find spiritual inspiration, don't they teach you that this kind of stuff is wrong? Furthermore, Are they taking this stuff and passing it on to their kids? Which is also a real troubling aspect. And let me just give you two more stories to go along with this. This is in Vail. Now, Vail's a pretty upscale place. Very upscale, right? Most of us, we only visit Vail. We don't live there. It's from the Rocky Mountain News this morning. Graffiti threat against immigrants spurs increased patrols. The date and time passed without incident, but the fears prompted by a threat on the wall of a portable toilet have not. The threat was specific, indicating that all Mexicans working at Snowmass Base Village construction site at 2:15 p.m. last Friday would be shot. Police would not discuss any other details, but responded in such a way as to indicate that they took it seriously, increasing patrols throughout the week and all day Friday. Don't you find that awful? I mean, is this the America we want? Here's another one. This is from the Denver Post. Sheriff's deputies and state troopers patrolled the campus of Centuri High School in La Jara on Monday, following reports of racial tensions and rumors of gun-toting students. Racial tension. There are racial slurs, one mother told Nine News. The kids are worried they're going to be physically attacked by other students. A few weeks ago, a Confederate flag was hoisted up on the school flagpole in the middle of the night. Any reaction to any of this? Where is this coming from? What kind of country are we putting together here and building? How are we raising our kids? I'm really troubled about this. Matter of fact, I'm so troubled about it, I'm tempted to do the next 3 hours on it. All right, we'll go to the phones coming up. 303-713-7600. Get up off your half moons and get involved in this. Because, boy, you talk about something that's important? Okay, look. We want to destroy ourselves from within? That's what we're talking about here. Why can't we just solve problems without hate-mongering? 733, 33 minutes after 7. Here's Gina with a look at traffic.
Thanks, Jay. And northbound 25, eastbound I-70. Still had a car fire on that ramp that was causing a bit of a snag. Southbound 25 really stacked up between 120th and I-70. And we have eastbound routes pretty heavy now. 6th Avenue, Sheridan toward I-25, and eastbound I-70 through the I-25 corridor. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy and warmer. We're looking for a high of 68. Tonight, partly cloudy and breezy with a low of 44. And currently, it's fair and 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Right now at Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway, get a brand new 07 Eclipse for just $16,988.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin works hard to relieve my worst allergy symptoms. Sneezing, runny nose, for a full 24 hours. It works so well, only Claritin has proven to make me alert and focused. Not drowsy, like some other medicines can. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Stay alert, stay focused, live Claritin Clear.
User directed, only brand clinically tested.
Hello, America. It's time to play Take On Orbits, the travel game where you could save $75 when you customize your next trip to Vegas. Today's winner is you. That's right, you. Go to Orbitz.com right now and customize your Vegas jackpot vacation. Book the exact hotel and flight you want together and save $75. So book your trip on Orbitz.com and head to Vegas already a winner.
Save $75 on 4 plus nights on qualifying hotel plus flight packages. Valid for travel 4/30 through 8/31/07. Book by 6/30/07. Subject to availability. See Orbitz.com for terms and conditions.
Mother's Day is almost here. Right now, Pro Flowers has an exclusive offer just for radio listeners. One dozen assorted Mother's Day roses for just $19.99. Or send two dozen roses for just $10 more. Plus, with either bouquet, free chocolate truffles and a free glass vase. That's a total savings of $35. For this incredible offer, click on the Pro Flowers banner in your media player right now. Or visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter the password, MUSIC. That's ProFlowers.com. Radio microphone, password, MUSIC.
Chair of the Democratic National Committee will be the guest of the Colorado State Party Chair, Pat Walk. And that's coming up this Thursday, May the 10th. At a fundraiser to benefit the Colorado Democratic Party. Mary and I will be there. John Turk will be there. And we hope you'll be there, too. The rally is scheduled from 6:30 until 7:30 at the Pipefitters Local 208 Union Hall at 6350 North Broadway. Doors will open at 6 in the evening. Tickets are just $30 and can be purchased online at coloradodems.org or by calling the Colorado Democratic Party at 303-623-4762. So come join Mary, myself, and John Turk, and also, of course, Governor Howard Dean for a great night. And we'll hear what he has to say, and he's a compelling guy, and it'll be a lot of fun. This ad is paid for by the Colorado Democratic Party and is not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
When you're behind the wheel, what do you think about? Can I reach that fry that fell between the seats? Is that squirrel going left or right? Left. No, right. Right. Left. Right? Uniroyal is pretty sure you're not thinking about, well, tires. But maybe you should. They're the only thing between you and the road, which is why Uniroyal tires are made to last without costing a fortune. And so you can trust them for miles and miles. Uniroyal, for everything you value. To find the perfect tires for your family, visit Uniroyal.com.
And now for the bonus round. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. What does a pear prevent?
Hard feelings.
Correct. If you multiply...
The square root of 19.
Correct. How many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
I know. Over 1 billion.
Correct.
Yes.
Netflix. Over 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose movies online and get DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Start your free trial. Plans now from only $4.99 a month. Netflix. It's that easy.
You're listening to the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Good morning, 7:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. The high today is 72. All right, we'll get to the phones about this email that's circulating around. Also, these stories of racial tension. By the way, the woman who sent me the email to begin with, she sent me another email. Says, "Hi Jay, I had sent the message to you about the Muslim email going around yesterday. Thanks. I hear you talking about it this now. It's so sad though because your listeners are not the problem. So I guess all we can do is discuss it with rational people." And she's right. She's right about that. Also, that other guy. And I've never done this in email. And I just did it, so I'm probably going to hear about it, but that's okay. Send me a smart email back saying, well, Yugoslavia doesn't exist. And you're right, it doesn't. It's Bosnia and Serbia, but that's how these folks originally identified themselves to law enforcement officers. And I just sent the guy an email back and said, screw off. And I sincerely mean that. Don't email me again because I won't answer it. You know, anybody accuses me of race baiting... See this middle finger? It's not a kickstand for your nose. John in Logmont. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
I think on this subject, Abraham Lincoln said it about as well as anyone, that this country will not fall from an attack from off of our shores. It'll fall from within if we have a if we continue to build on hatred and other things. And that's one of the things that was paramount during the American Civil War, and it's something that the Republicans in the White House and the Republicans in Congress took on as a banner, is hate, find your hatred, and we'll transform this country into something that we can manipulate.
Yeah, but I'm also getting this kind of stuff. I'm getting it from, and not from this woman, but I'm getting
right.
it from... liberals, so-called liberals. I'm getting it from so-called progressives. I'm getting
right.
it from so-called Democrats. I had a huge email fight with a woman over this whole subject about illegal immigration. I cited her facts and statistics. She said to me, polls don't matter. I know, blah, blah, blah. I got into this whole thing with her, and you know, this is somebody who will probably go out and vote Democratic, and now she sends me this other email. So apparently, she can't leave me alone.
But you know, and I'm not completely unaffected by this as well. I'm very disturbed that we have 12 million illegal aliens in this country, and we have to do something about controlling our borders, because it does put a tremendous strain on this country.
Well, I don't think anybody's disputing that, but I don't think the answer to fixing that situation is making misstatements and fueling up all kinds of anger. How does that help anything?
I totally agree. You got to divide the argument into things that have rational deal. And people who talk about how we're building a fence on the border, they call that racist and all that stuff. It's not. It's protecting our borders.
And no, it's
I
not,
happen to be a proponent of the fence.
Well, you know what? It's not racist, but yeah, I'll tell you what it is. It's a waste of money and it's inefficient. It won't work.
Well, I disagree.
Well, have you lived on the border?
No. But I disagree in that when you talk about enforcing your borders, you have multiple ways to do it. You have technology that you can use, you have law enforcement, and you have physical barriers. And where you have tremendous problems with people getting across, putting up a barrier is, in the long term, can be a reasonable solution. Do I think we ought to build a fence all the way from the Pacific Ocean to the Atlantic Ocean in Canada, and all the way from the Pacific Ocean to the Gulf of Mexico on the Mexican border? No, I don't. I think we need to step up enforcement there, but there are areas where it is a problem, and a fence is not a bad option, because when you put a fence up, what it allows you to do is it chokes off the flood from that area, and then it allows you to have law use the other areas that it migrates to and put up stepped-up enforcement there. So, yes, people can go over a fence, but you're not going to have, you know, hundreds of thousands of people going over that fence. They're going to try to go around it, and you use law enforcement for those things, for those areas. So it's a coordinated approach, and a fence isn't bad, law enforcement isn't bad, electronic surveillance isn't bad. It's all expensive, and it's necessary.
Well, I could sit here and argue with you about it or discuss it with you, but I'm not going to. I just don't think that it will work, and I'll just lay this premise on you. Would you acknowledge the fact that many people die trying to get here?
I do, absolutely.
Okay.
It's a human tragedy.
All right.
On
so,
a scale that is just horrendous.
All right. So if they risk their lives to get here, then why do you think that a fence in selected areas is going to discourage them?
What did I say? I said it would not discourage them. They'll try to go around it.
Well, if it won't discourage them or won't stop them, because if they risk their lives and they cross land where there's no water, there's no resources, many of them die horrible, terrible deaths of dehydration, then why do you think that they would let a wall stop them from getting in?
That's not what I said. And, in fact, I just went down to Mexico. I drove there the other, about a month ago. And the Border Patrol was very, very high presence there where we crossed in Arizona. And you need that. What the wall helps to do is make it more difficult for them to get through. And then with your increased Border Patrol in the areas where they're funneling too, you catch them and you deport them. I mean, we have to control the border.
Well, we used to do that, too. We used to do that, too. We you know what we used to do? Here's what we used to do. We used to catch them, and if you'd catch them, say, outside of San Diego, we would load them into boxcars and take them to the other end of the border and let them go on the Mexican side.
Right.
They just find their way back over again.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you something. A fence will benefit. You know who it'll benefit? The people who build it. And the contractors who have connections who will get your taxpayer dollar. But in the end, it's not going to solve the problem.
It doesn't solve the problem.
It's not even going to come close. It's not even going to even get in the way of solving the problem. You know what it is? It's something that makes people feel good. That's what it does.
It's part of a coordinated approach, and I guess we're just going to disagree on
that. Yeah, we are.
But you can also say that border patrol enforcement is a big waste of money.
No, I don't believe it. I don't believe it's a big waste of money. Not if it's used properly. Not if you do it right. Not if we have the resources. But in the current situation, we don't have the resources. And one of the reasons we don't have the resources is because we've got a big gaping monetary bleeding hole in this country. And I think you know what it is. And I don't have to bring it up.
Absolutely, I fully understand that. So, and if we didn't have that big gaping monetary hole, we'd have the money for a fence and enforcement, and we could do a good job of it.
Yeah. I maintain, and I'll still maintain that the fence won't work, and that basically what we have going on here is we've got all this emotional insanity whipped up against people, and that's also counterproductive, and it doesn't work. It's empowering to the people who do it. And I feel sorry for the people who go along with it. And if you look at a lot of these stories that circulate around, like the Mexican national anthem story, if you get to the bottom of that, there's nothing there. And this happens 9 times out of 10. You know, there's another one circulating around out there, too. Here's another one for you, okay? The amount of Americans that are killed by illegal immigrants every day. Have you seen that story?
No.
Okay, that one's going around in email. Trouble is, if you go to the Department of Justice website and look at the crime statistics, the claim doesn't match up with what's officially being recorded. John, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Well, go ahead. Have the last word. I don't care. Oh, you hung up. Well, okay. It's all right. I didn't mean that to happen. John, you call back. That last word. Let's go to Dan in Erie. Dan, you're on AM760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Dan.
As a liberal progressive type, I would just propose one compromise to this discussion. My very conservative partner and I have these discussions constantly, and I'm willing to concede. I think a fence is a waste of money. I don't think it'll work. It's simple supply and demand economics. If there's a supply of jobs, they'll find a way to get over here. But on the other hand, as progressives, let's make a compromise. Fine, let's waste money on a fence. God knows we're wasting money other places around the world. But let's do it as part of a comprehensive program that we agree we can't find the money to deport 12 million if we wanted to. Let's agree to compromise and say waste money on a fence as long as we put it in as part of a comprehensive program.
Well, if it doesn't bother you to spend the money I guess it could be okay with the rest of us. But you know what this all reminds me of? It all reminds me of the war on drugs. How much money have we spent on that?
Sure. We waste money all kinds of ways in this country, and unfortunately that's part of the compromise we have to make if we want to avoid some of the hate speech and sound bites that just stir up anger. We can compromise on our side, too, and say, fine, you want to build a wasteful fence? Let's build a wasteful fence. We think it's a complete waste. Maybe there'll be some statistics later that support that. But in the meantime, let's see if we can move the discussion forward with some other compromises on the other side.
Yeah, well, you know, I got a strange feeling that, Dan, even if we did compromise, and I'm not against that, and I think John, you know, made some good points, but even if we're not against that, I got a feeling that some of this speech isn't going to go away because there's money, status, and there's profit to be made off of mouthing these words, and there are people who are making good money at doing it. Thanks, Dan. I appreciate it.
Have a good luck.
All right. See ya. Two lines open at 303-713-7600, 749, 49 minutes after the hour. And Gina looks at traffic.
Thanks, Jay. We're definitely into the peak of the rush hour now. Pretty heavy conditions along eastbound 270 from I-76 to Vasquez. Of course, the usual delays on southbound I-25 through Thornton and North Glen, and again through the downtown area. Northbound I-25, that car fire still blocking the ramp to eastbound I-70, and we had a two-vehicle crash off the highway at Iliff in Havana. Weather today, looking for partly cloudy skies, warm day with a high of 68. Right now it's fair and 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
This Mother's Day, play at Canyon Casino and you could win a free trip to Las Vegas. Yes, a free trip to Las Vegas for playing at Canyon Casino.
Hey, you at the computer. I have a secret. You can find out how much you're worth. No, really. Do you know if you're getting paid too little or too much? Do you demand a raise or do you hug your boss? Visit payscale.com or click on the banner in your media player. In just a few minutes, you'll be staring at a free salary report. If knowledge is power, then you're about to be a huge, powerful power person. Free. Accurate. Who knew? Find out what you're worth. Payscale.com.
Get the truth about family housing from the Fair Housing Hotline at 1-866-231-6946. This announcement was sponsored by the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Bring part of the symphony home this weekend. Baker's Piano Center of Boulder, in concert with the University of Northern Colorado, is offering new Kawai pianos at up to half off the regular price. This is a one-time chance to own America's number one selling piano at a fraction of the regular price. These Kawai pianos were used by students and faculty this year in the music school. Choose from digitals, uprights, and grand pianos of all sizes and finishes. All acoustic pianos will carry a 10-year fully transferable warranty. These pianos are just barely out of their crates and looking for a good home. There will be a free piano buyer seminar on Thursday, May 10th at 6 p.m. The sale starts on Friday by appointment and Saturday open to the public. Appointments are highly recommended. Special financing will be available for this sale. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest with approved credit until 2008. Call 866-578-9566 or visit bakerspianocenter.com. That's 866-578-9566. 866-578-9566.
What's happening, Special Agent?
I've discovered something that lots of auto insurance companies don't want you to know. You can switch your auto insurance anytime. Fortunately, Esurance wants to get the word out to help drivers save time and money on auto insurance.
Copy that. But you can switch your auto insurance anytime, even before your other policy expires?
You sure can. There's no reason to pay too much for auto insurance a day longer than you have to.
I bet that's why over 500,000 drivers have switched to Esurance, and thousands more switch every week.
That's right. At Esurance.com, you can see your savings right away. With fast quotes and instant comparisons to other companies' prices, you'll know you're getting the best deal on auto insurance.
And if I want to switch to Esurance?
Just buy your Esurance policy and you can find out more about canceling your other coverage.
How much money could I save with Esurance?
Many drivers save hundreds of dollars a year with Esurance.
Well, who wouldn't want to switch and save today? Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com.
Has financing available for all credit types with zero down and no interest for up to 24 months. Plus, Icon also has the newest technology like Intralace, Bladeless LASIK. So learn more about all of their options and all of your options with Icon LASIK Center. Call them today, 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. They're good folks. Visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter, denver.com.
Two American idols said goodbye. Ellen's got both.
Shocking.
Phil Stacey and Chris Richardson.
He's a little mini Justin Timberlake is what he is.
And Jon Bon Jovi's back. Plus Gilmore Girls' Lauren Graham.
Gilmore Girls, this I think is their 28th season.
And Friday, Ellen's Mother's Day show.
It'll be the biggest baby shower ever.
200 expectant mothers and one huge announcement. Ellen, all new, all leave.
Ellen, today at 3 on Channel 9. And later on 9 until 10.
Employment opportunity. Looking for a risk taker with the nerves of a riverboat gambler. Self-starter a must. Willing to work long hours for potentially huge payoff? Become a fix and flipper. Invest tens of thousands of your personal cash and thousands of hours of your time to roll the dice for that elusive big payout. Not a plumber, drywaller, tiler, electrician, finish carpenter? Just hire him. Of course, that cuts into your profit margin. Think the real estate market's just too risky at the moment? Yeah, you're right. You probably lose everything. Watch 9 News tonight at 10. But you might win. But you might lose.
Southwest Airlines is taking low fares to Tampa.
Southwest now offers a new daily nonstop flight from Denver to Tampa. Visit southwest.com today to book your trip to Tampa.
You are now free to move about the country.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Don't want to be an American idiot.
7:54, 4 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Cyclists, thunderstorms, high today, 72. And now I'm getting bombarded with these emails about, well, we obviously don't love the country and you want open borders, and I don't want open borders, and I do love the country, and the American flag, remember he talked to you about the American flag bumper stickers? We're close to getting them done. And it says, it's our flag too, and it is, and this is our country. But it amazes me when you get into this stuff about individual groups, Muslims, Latinos, the rest, boy, oh boy, people get nuts. Tom and Conifer. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. What I do with some of these emails that I get, and it unfortunately takes a lot of time to do some of the research, but I do a point-by-point rebuttal on them, and I send it to everyone on that distribution list. And I usually preface it with, I'm doing this because the truth matters, which seems to be lost on some people because I've gotten replies saying, well, it doesn't have to be true, but kind of the Al Sharpton argument that the lie makes the truth apparent.
Some of these folks, man, you send them proof that they're wrong. And they will tell you that it doesn't matter. I've had that said to me, that it doesn't matter because I know better. How do you confront that?
That's difficult, you know, because they have their own truth. I mean, I did a rebuttal to with facts from the Mexican government. I got an email about you can't own property in Mexico, you can't work in Mexico, going down this whole phony list about some executive from some big company writing his experience. And it was all untrue because I've researched this. And yeah, I've gotten that back, that it doesn't matter. That then they just go off on the tirade that immigration's bad, we have to stop it. They never come back and refute my facts, but hopefully you get through to some of those people on the mailing list that it's untrue. I mean, the email you read about Muslims, that Allah is the moon god. I'm sorry, but Allah is the God of Abraham, the God of Moses,
of
the
course.
God of Jesus.
Of course.
The moon god? Come on. What?
Because this is how all this stuff gets going, and it's like these folks, they revel and live in it, and they get wherever source they're going to, they get lied to on a continuing basis, and then they, instead of researching it out, they swallow it up, man. They swallow it up. And Tom, it's sad. It's really sad.
I know. I've had people tell me I don't have time to research this stuff. It takes 2 seconds. It takes 2 seconds to go out to a site like Snopes.com. And other sites.
Yeah, and find this stuff
or
out.
To, like,
all right, I don't want me to cut you off. I got to get the news, and I got to get Tom Hartman. But Tom, thank.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
This
study will be completed in May. So please call 303-C-2020 now to see if you qualify. All participants will receive a complimentary LASIK upgrade to the blade-free Intralase LASIK technology, an $800 savings. But space is extremely limited. So please call 303-C-2020 for more information. That's 303-C-2020.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Plot foiled. Federal authorities are holding six men they call Islamic radicals who allegedly planned an assault on the Army training base at Fort Dix, New Jersey. CBS's Bob Orr says the men were arrested when they tried to buy automatic weapons from a gun dealer who was cooperating with the FBI.
U.S. authorities say this is the kind of plot that they call aspirational. It's like a wish list for terrorists. If they had their way and everything went right, this was kind of like their dream. The plot was stopped significantly early, and officials tell us it was not close to coming to fruition, and in fact, it was not imminent.
A U.S. attorney spokesman says the suspects hope to kill as many soldiers as possible. Terrorism expert Neil Livingston calls military bases an inviting target.
They could actually just stay outside the gate, just like the CIA shooter some years ago who couldn't get into the CIA, but took up a position and started shooting at the cars waiting to go inside. There are a lot of vulnerabilities at military bases despite enhanced security.
A Navy spokesman says a routine nighttime training flight came to a deadly end in the wilderness west of Austin, Nevada.
The helicopter struck a high voltage transmission line and went down in desert terrain, and we had a loss of five Navy personnel, the crew on board the helicopter.
Crew was from a base in Jacksonville, Florida. The recovery and rebuilding effort in Greensburg, Kansas will be a long, slow process. CBS's Hari Srinivasan tells us work can't begin in earnest until infrastructure destroyed by Friday's killer tornado is replaced.
There are no utility poles. The water system has been completely devastated because the water tower is uprooted out of the ground. And so they've got to start from scratch here. And so it's going to take them quite some time to get that going.
It's a double wallop. No health insurance and bigger hospital bills.
It's hard enough for many uninsured people to pay hospital bills. Now a Johns Hopkins study shows they're being charged 2.5 times more than patients with coverage. 50 years ago, the poor and uninsured got the cheapest rates. Why the change? This study in the journal Health Affairs says insurance companies and Medicare negotiate lower charges for their patients.
CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnano. Well, American children watch television, a lot of it, and they start young. A report in the Archives of Pediatrics says 90% of all children under 2, 40% of infants less than 3 months of age, are regular television watchers. Doctor and CBS News medical reporter Emily Sine says that's not a good idea.
The American Academy of Pediatrics thinks that kids under 2 should not watch TV. Rather, parents should talk, read, play, sing with children, interact with them more directly.
Less than 2 years after New Orleans was overwhelmed by Hurricane Katrina, it's being rediscovered by college-bound students. Tulane's reporting a 56% jump in applications. Other colleges likewise. In early trading, the Dow's down 62, NASDAQ down 13. This is CBS News.
What's with the boxes, Nerlman?
Just moving into Peterson's old office, Mr. Fernwell.
Well, I need this space for Bob from Accountemps. I want him to fill Peterson's shoes.
Good luck. That man had the biggest feet I've ever seen.
Bob from Accountemps knows cost analysis and budgeting inside out.
But he's a temporary.
We could hire him full-time.
Full-time?
And this will all be his.
Can I just pretend for a sec?
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
Hello, America. It's time to play Take On Orbits, the travel game where you could save $75 when you customize your next trip to Vegas. Today's winner is you. That's right, you. Go to Orbitz.com right now and customize your Vegas jackpot vacation. Book the exact hotel and flight you want together and save $75. So book your trip on Orbitz.com and head to Vegas already a winner.
Save $75 on 4-plus nights on qualifying hotel plus flight packages. Valid for travel 430 through 83107. Book by 6307. Subject to availability. See Orbitz.com for terms and conditions.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. More than 2 years after the University of Colorado football scandal dropped off the radar screen, the lawsuit that sparked that scandal could be revived. A three-judge federal appeals court has heard arguments from the attorney for the woman who said she was raped at an off-campus football recruiting party in 2001. Her legal beagle says the original judge should have considered allegations of other sex assaults by football players or recruits. No word on when that panel will make a ruling. What's good for the American economy may be bad for American drivers. Under the North American Free Trade Agreement, the government is working quickly to move Mexican 18-wheelers across the border, but some experts say you and your family could be less safe on the highways as a result. Safety advocate Jerry Donaldson says there's already a big problem with truckers forging their sleep records.
Drivers, when they exceed those hours, become more and more fatigued, more sleep deprived, more prone to fall asleep at the wheel, and indeed a very high percentage of them admitted that they falsify their logbooks and they suffer several falling asleep at the wheel episodes every month.
Donaldson says he's also worried Uncle Sam is not physically checking each truck at the border to see what's really coming into this country or just how safe those trucks really are. And the National Ski Areas Association says early estimates show a 7% drop in visits to the nation's ski resorts from last year's record. Fortunately, here in the Rockies, the resort saw a slight increase over last year. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, mostly just slow traffic about wherever you are right now as we head out of the heat of the rush. Traffic still stacked up, slow speeds along southbound 25 from 120th to I-70. Definitely getting into downtown 58 to Spear. 225 at peak volume now both directions across Aurora between Parker and Alameda, and eastbound C-470 is dragging a bit across Littleton and Highlands Ranch. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy, warm, high of 68. Currently it's fair and 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Copper Mountain is the locals' favorite with great snow and tons of naturally divided terrain. For a limited time, get your Copper Mountain Season Pass at the lowest price of the year. Buy yours at PassWagon.com or from any Front Range Christie Sports.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's 72. We got a slight chance of thunderstorms, only about a 10% chance. Right now, the sky is blue, and it looks great out there. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hey, join AM 760 Progressive Talk as we welcome Tom Hartman to town. Tom's going to broadcast live Thursday, May the 17th, from 10 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon at the Boulder Theater. And you can get your tickets now at our studios in Denver or in Boulder. And if you want more information about this, log on to am760.net. And we've got Tom Hartman on the line, so let's say hello to him. And, Tom, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Jay. It's great to be on your show. You're one of my favorite Progressive Talk radio guys.
Well, thanks, man. You're very kind. You're based in Portland, Oregon, right?
I am. Yeah.
Okay. So coming here is not going to be, time zone-wise, is not going to be that big of a stretch.
No. No.
It wouldn't be like if you had to do your show, say, for instance, from New York City or something.
Well, and like you, I'm guessing, we probably both more or less keep Eastern time anyway. You know, I'm up at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning to do show prep for the morning. I do a morning show here on KPOJ in Portland before the national show, and you're doing a morning show there in Denver. So,
yeah,
you know, we get back east, and we're still in the same time zone.
Yeah, man. How can you do two shows a day? The only reason I ask that is because I used to fill in every once in a while for Jerry Springer when he was on. That wasn't so bad because that ran concurrent with my show.
Yeah.
But the times I would fill in for Ed Schultz, I mean,
yeah,
it'd be a long day.
Yeah, that's when I've heard you on the radio the most commonly or frequently or whatever the word is. And you do great. It hasn't been a problem. I mean, it's just they're very different shows, and you know, one's local stuff and the other's national, and it's just, you know, makes for a long day. But hey, there's people out there who are laying bricks and digging up roads and you know, doing real work, you know, building houses and stuff. I mean, this, you and I talk on the radio. This is fun. I'm having a good time.
Huh. Yeah, I have a good time too. But Yeah, it's been a long time since I've had to do like 8 or 9 hours of manual labor, but then again, too, you know, talking for a long period of time too can also wear you down.
Well,
you know?
It is hard on the brain sometimes, and Well, you can hear that on my show sometimes.
Yeah, you get a little. You start drifting out there a little bit. Yeah. Let's talk about some stuff that's going on this morning. One thing I find very, very interesting is the reaction in Kansas over this really bad twister that they had there, and the governor Sebelius, Kathleen Sebelius, is saying that the efforts at helping those folks is being hampered by the fact that they have lack of equipment and lack of man and woman power, because so many National Guard troops and their equipment, it's on the ground in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yeah, and we're facing the same problem out here in the Pacific Northwest as fire season is setting to gin up. And, you know, all of our equipment, or not all of it, but a good chunk of it is in Afghanistan. And that was the story that, in my opinion, frankly, was the most underreported story out of Hurricane Katrina, was how unable we were to respond to Katrina because all that National Guard equipment was in Iraq. And so, you know, they brought in Blackwater guys instead.
Right.
And the other big story out of Kansas, though, is all the debate within the beer and wine distiller manufacturers association or whatever about whether or not they should be promoting the fact that every single church in that town was destroyed. The only operating building, commercial building that was left standing was a bar. You know, does this have religious significance?
I don't know. I don't know. But my reaction when I heard this story surfaced yesterday, I thought, is there anything that goes on in this country that the administration has laid their hands on that hasn't gone south?
Well, and the answer, the simple answer is no, but the bigger answer is, you know, people say this is incompetence. This is not incompetence. This is the failure of conservatism. And the very simple mantra is, if you don't believe in government, you can't govern. And these guys came into power, starting really in 1980 with Reagan, operating on the principle that government is bad, government can't do anything well. In fact, Reagan even went so far as to say there are no good minds. I'm quoting pretty much verbatim. There are no good minds in government. If there were, they would have been hired away by private industry. And they don't believe in the idea of, you know, we the people collectively protecting ourselves and managing our commons. And so when they are called upon to run government to protect the people and manage the commons, they don't do it. I mean, it wasn't that Bush incompetently handled Katrina. He didn't handle Katrina.
No, he never reacted.
I mean, they just didn't do anything. And what little they did do was more like, well, we got to do something, the cameras are rolling, you know. Because, you know, deep down in their hearts of hearts, they thought that Pat Robertson and Operation Blessing should handle the whole thing. That's why the only two things that were on the FEMA website for the first week were the Red Cross and Operation Blessing.
Right. You know, that's sad, but it's really true. Well, look at all the attempts that they have made to twist and or abolish federal agencies, and then what ends up happening is it comes back and it hurts us. And I think one of the examples would be the FDA.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you know, it's right across the board, and that's the thing that Americans have to understand, is that the Grover Norquist conservative philosophy that has, I would say, infected the Republican Party, because this is not something that Republicans like Dwight Eisenhower agreed with, that government is essentially an evil force, and that the so-called free market and big corporations really should be providing for everything in America, that has been a powerful net negative over the last 26 years in the United States.
You know what's weird about that, too? What's weird about that is, off on another subject here for a second, because we only got about, I know you have to be done here in about 2 minutes, two
yeah,
or three
Yeah, I
got to
go do a live read in 2.5 minutes.
Right. Okay. So I'll make this real quick. What's weird about that is, yeah, they're all for the free marketplace, and they're all for all this unregulated, you know, laissez-faire situation. Then Don Imus gets into trouble, and the first thing they do is they start screaming, oh, they're taking away his free speech. But wait a minute, you've been advocating no free speech in the corporate workplace ever since I can remember. Now all of a sudden you want it?
Yeah.
You can't have both.
Yeah, it is an odd thing. Of course, it wasn't, you know, government that took down Don Imus, and that's the
no,
thing
that's
we have
true.
To mind.
Yeah, that's very true. But I find that argument to be really hypocritical, don't you?
Yeah.
That you know, that they want it when they want it, and when it's for for what they want, then they want it.
But hypocrisy doesn't seem to bother these guys at all, as long as they end up owning all the chips on the table, you know.
Right, and they don't mind lying. You're right. Okay, I know you got to go do it. What's that library for, too, by the way?
Oh, it's a Purina spot, I think, actually.
Oh, I actually have to do those, too, but I do feed my dog Purina. I got two of them, Coco and Jackson.
Yeah, it's for my cat.
All right, man. I'll see you on, I'll be up there as soon as I get off the radio. I'll be up there, so I'll see you May the 17th at the Boulder Theater. Excited about you coming to town, and good to have you on the show. And you can always come on anytime you want.
Jay, thanks so much. I am so looking forward to seeing you and being there in Denver. We're going to have a great time.
You got it, Tom. Thanks, man.
Good talking with you, Jay.
All right, we'll talk to you.
Bye now.
All right, there's Tom Hartman, and he'll be here May the 17th. So get your tickets. And they're free, which is really cool. How often do you have that kind of a deal? Are you coming up with me, too? John, are you driving up there with me?
If you want me to, I will.
Yeah, man, let's both go. You come too.
Kane and Hartman in the next week.
That's pretty cool, huh?
That's pretty cool, yeah.
That's right, because John Dean is Wednesday or Thursday night?
John Dean is Thursday night, the 10th.
That's right. Thursday night, the 10th.
And 6:30 to 7:30.
Yeah, you want tickets for that, go to coloradodems.org. It's only $30, and we're all going, and we're going to have ourselves a whale of a time.
Hey, right. Guess what, Jay?
Yeah?
We also got invited to the Colorado State Democratic Party golf tournament.
Yeah, but I don't golf, man. How are we going to do
that? All you got to do is ride around with me. You can caddy for me.
I can caddy for you.
Yeah, I'll ride around in the golf cart and make me look good.
I'll tell you what, man. I'll go with you if I can drive the golf cart. What day is that? What day is that?
It's Saturday, May 19th. And you know, I think there's still some foursomes and single slots available if anybody out there in the audience wanted to try to get in on that. You know, they're trying to sell some of those. So
yeah, yo, Scott Henderson and Mike Turner, big golfers. John M., all you golfers, get out there. Okay, so before we go look at traffic here, let me get this straight. I can go along even though I'm not golfing, right?
Yeah, sure. You can do whatever you want.
So I just drive the cart and hang out.
You just drive the cart and hang out and watch me play golf.
Okay, because I don't understand golf at all. And I got a feeling.
Yeah, you can be my caddy. Well, you won't have to clean. You know, I won't make you club me or, you know, clean my balls after each hole.
Oh, I'll club you. And I'll tell you one thing. The day that I have to clean your balls, I'm not doing that.
Your mind's in the gutter, not mine.
No, that's not what I was talking about, man. I'm not toting your stuff around and taking...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Bring part of the symphony home this weekend. Baker's Piano Center of Boulder, in concert with the University of Northern Colorado, is offering new Kawai pianos at up to half off the regular price. This is a one-time chance to own America's number one selling piano at a fraction of the regular price. These Kawai pianos were used by students and faculty this year in the music school. Choose from digitals, uprights, and grand pianos of all sizes and finishes. All acoustic pianos will carry a 10-year fully transferable warranty. These pianos are just barely out of their crates and looking for a good home. There will be a free piano buyer seminar on Thursday, May 10th at 6 p.m. The sale starts on Friday by appointment and Saturday open to the public. Appointments are highly recommended. Special financing will be available for this sale. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest with approved credit until 2008. Call 866-578-9566 or visit bakerspianocenter.com. That's 866-578-9566. 866-578-9566.
Agree that the major factors leading to a teenager's death on our roads are inexperience, alcohol, passengers, and cell phones. Decide as a family to talk about these issues and don't assume good kids always know the right thing to do. This message is brought to you by Demp Distributing in Denver. Again, that's Demp Distributing, making a positive difference in the well-being and safety of our community.
818, 18 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I run into people all the time, ask me, you talk about Rockies all the time. Did you really buy a car there? Yeah. Mary bought it, actually. And she loves it. And we have bought a number of cars there and have had just nothing but great success. They've got the largest selection of clean, late model used vehicles in all of Colorado. Even the 07s are there. and you can save some major bucks. They have their matching down incentive going on right now, and they got plenty to choose from with gasoline prices climbing and now over $3 a gallon. They've got tons of fuel savers out there. We're talking Volkswagen, and we're talking Saab, Honda, Toyota, Nissan, Dodge, Chevy, Ford. Man, they've got it all. And good people to deal with, too. My friends, my brothers, Tom and Marv Alshear, great guys. Spanky Herrera, good people. Isaac, Ziggy, who work in the Tower of Power, they're great folks. Go out there and see Juan and Adolf, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, Freddie Labrato, who is just one of the nicest guys that you'll ever want to meet. They have such good folks working out there. They have all over the years now become my friends. And there's a reason the Rockies is so successful. People take shots at car dealers. I mean, this is the kind of culture that we're raised in and the kind of the way things work. But really, when you get down to it and you get down to the bottom level on this, there are good, good people working out there who really, really, really work hard. And they go the extra mile to make sure you're happy. Rockies is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Check out their inventory online. Go look for yourself, RockiesAutos.com, or get out there and save some money at Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
There's a beautiful combination of style and affordability waiting for you with the Kathy Ireland Home Collection at Rent-A-Center. Hi, this is Kathy, and with Rent-A-Center's flexible payment options and no credit needed, they make it easy to make it your own. Now save $50 off any new Kathy Ireland Home Group by standard at Rent-A-Center.
Offer reduces the total of payments required under option to acquire ownership by making all payments on new agreements entered into through June 9, 2007. In Arkansas, the ad is for a rental purchase transaction not available in Minnesota or Wisconsin.
Okay, propane, pop quiz. What's safe grilling tip number 3?
Easy electricity. Always store propane cylinders outside.
How about number 2?
When lighting your grill, always keep the top open.
Ooh, you forgot the part where it says, I get first dibs on everything propane grills.
That's not a safety tip.
Man, are you by the book?
Yeah, I am.
For all the safe grilling tips, visit usepropane.com. Propane. Exceptional energy.
Join AM760 Progressive Talk as we welcome Tom Hartman to Colorado.
Created by We the People.
This is absolutely incredible.
Thursday, May 17, Tom will broadcast live from the Boulder Theater from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Don't miss your chance to see him. Tickets are free, but space will be limited. So pick up your tickets today at our Denver or Boulder studios. For ticket information, log on to am760.net. It's the Tom Hartman Program live from the Boulder Theater, May 17, with AM760 Progressive Talk.
After 8 o'clock here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Boy, look at it outside. Does it look nice? You betcha it does. High today, 72. Slight chance of thunderstorms. I wish we could all just go out today and play. I got to go work out today. Ugh. I hate it. I hate it. I loathe it. I loathe it. But Mary and Dr. Snyder have coerced me into this. I don't want to do it. You know, people always say to me, oh, I feel so much better after I work out, and I get such a phenomenal rush out of it. How come I don't get that? And I only do it for an hour. And it's the longest hour known to mankind. I just don't get anything out of it. But I'm at the point of my weight loss where I have to do it because I have to keep my system spurred up here. And if Dr. Snyder says it's so, then it's so. All right. Let's have a little departure here this morning. John Turk and I both saw this story on the wire, and we thought we'd bring this up and see what your reaction to it would be. People get in trouble in this country all the time for things that are not violent crimes. Probably one of the biggest ones, I think, is... Other than failure to pay tickets, one of the biggest ones, I think, is shoplifting. There's an awful lot of shoplifting and an awful lot of theft going on. You talk to anybody who's in the retail, and they'll tell you. They'll tell you that stuff gets stolen all the time and that people shoplift all the time. And people will steal virtually anything. And what usually ends up happening to them? What usually ends up happening to them is sometimes, but not very often, they go to jail, and then other times they get various punishments. But this judge in Alabama came up with this idea, and some people think it's cruel and unusual punishment and that it's wrong. Other people think it's a great idea. Here it is. Listen to this. Shoppers entering the Walmart Supercenter here got a reminder. This is in Atella, Alabama. Got a reminder not to try anything funny. Two shoplifters stood outside with signs reading, "I'm a thief. I stole from Walmart." Atella City Judge Kenneth Robertson Jr. ordered the two people to wear the signs for 4 hours each during two successive Saturdays. The only comments we've heard so far have been positive, said the manager. Most of them thought it was a good thing. One of the shoplifters, I'm not even going to give her a name, wore the sign from 11 a.m. until 3 in the afternoon to avoid a 60-day jail sentence. Another convicted shoplifter was at the store from 3 until 7 in the afternoon. One of them maintained her innocence. She said her conviction was based on a misunderstanding. She said she was taking a $7 item to the service desk because it would not scan. Outside the store, she said people who saw her wearing the sandwich board commented that the punishment was cruel. And the manager of the Walmart noticed how embarrassing it would be for the public to see someone who got caught shoplifting. And the manager said maybe they'll think twice about doing it. Okay, is this embarrassing and wrong, or is it a creative solution to a problem that people in retail face every single day? And what about this idea of taking people who do things like shoplift, excessive speeding tickets? Man, you could even do drunk driving. I mean, you could do like a lot of stuff. Okay, first offense for drunk driving. You got to stand in front of the I-25 on-ramp on a crowded Friday afternoon with a sign that says, "I'm a drunk driver." I don't know. Do you like this idea? I had mixed emotions about it. On one hand, I'd rather have somebody do this than put them in jail for 60 days. Jails are overcrowded. That's number one. And number two, I've always thought public embarrassment is like one of the most powerful tools out there. Because, think about this, nobody we know, nobody, including yourself, including you, you don't want to get publicly embarrassed now, do you? I publicly embarrass myself enough. But you don't want to be publicly embarrassed, do you? Do you want to have to go through that? Okay, what does your family think? What do your friends think? How about your employer? So is it better to do that, or is it better to throw somebody in the can? Which one? Or do you think that this is too cruel, that it's too degrading, and that people shouldn't do it? The judges shouldn't do it? Or would you like to see more of it? 303-713-7600. What, John? You want to see more of it or less?
I think it's a pretty good idea to have them do this. You know, it's like the guy that they caught using the toll lane up front, and they made him stand in front of it with the thing that says, "Toll lanes is not for dummies."
Remember? Oh, that was the guy who got caught with the dummy in his passenger seat.
The toll lane. But, you know, I think it's great because, like you just said, it's a great tool. Humiliation is a great tool. And, you know, and I don't want to – my daughter, my 5-year-old daughter, we caught her shoplifting.
Your 5-year-old daughter?
My 5-year-old daughter, yes, from Walmart.
She's just a kid, though.
A ring. A nice ring, nonetheless.
How did you catch her? She got home with it?
She got home with it. She was playing with it on the couch, and we asked her where she got it, and she got real – She just basically started crying. I mean, she knew what she'd done was bad immediately. And, you know, so we took her back to Walmart and made her return the ring. And we tried to get them to scare her a little bit, but the person who we talked to was like, I'm not the best person to do this. You might want to try to get somebody else. But, you know, what do you do with a five-year-old who you catch shoplifting?
Oh, I don't have an answer for that. Because
I mean, I don't know if that humiliation was enough to stop her from doing it again. I mean, you constantly got to tell your kids, you got to pay for things before you take them. I mean, they tend, you know, I frisk them now every time we leave a store. I frisk my own kids.
Frisker?
Yes, I do. I know it sounds bad, Jay, but I got you, man. I do not want those electronic sensors going off when we leave a store.
Well, that's one thing I never did as a kid. I never shoplifted, so I don't know. I never had to have that conversation with anybody.
I got caught shoplifting when I was probably in the fifth or sixth grade. My parents caught me. You know what I was taking? A protractor and, like, colored pencils. From a Safeway. And I got home and they fell out of my jacket and my dad saw them and they did the same thing, made me go back to Safeway and take the stuff back.
All right, what about, but for adults who get caught shoplifting?
You never stole anything.
Wait a minute. I'm not going to say I never stole anything. Are you talking about stealing or shoplifting? Which one?
Taking something from a store. Yeah, shoplifting.
No. I have never taken, well... I never took, all right, let me put it this way. I never took anything from a store when it was open.
When it was open.
Yeah.
Well, you asked, I like that caveat. Telling you.
I never have taken anything from a store that was open, nor have I ever taken anything from any place I've ever worked. What about you, Gina? Have you ever shoplifted? Gina?
No,
you never shoplifted?
Well, I took like a cherry or a grape or something when I was a little kid. And my dad made me take it all. He made me take it all the way back.
That doesn't count.
That's I never.
Freaking grape? Come on.
I never did anything again after that.
All right. So what about this idea if they catch adults shoplifting, first time drunk driving, excessive speeding? Name any of the rest of these things that you know adults would get caught doing. How about making them stand around with a sign on that says "I'm a shoplifter, I'm a thief, I stole"? Do you like that idea or do you reject it?
I think it'll stop. I think it will deter. I guess I should say someone from stealing. Probably from Walmart again. I think that's what the judge had them do, right? Because they stole from Walmart.
Yeah, it says, I'm a thief. I stole from Walmart. See, I think it's a good idea. I've just decided that I think it's a good idea. Because I think it's a better idea than sending somebody to jail for 60 days because the jails are already overcrowded. Why not try something creative?
I think public humiliation always works somehow.
Well, did you ever stop to consider this? Maybe one of the things is we don't have any more public humiliation. We don't have any more. We're not humiliated by anything anymore, which is one of the reasons why people get away with all kinds of stuff and they seem to survive. They seem to get away. Where it used to be in this country that if you got caught doing something and it was bad, you didn't make money out of it or you didn't prosper in any way. You were embarrassed. You were shunned.
Yeah, or buy your way out of it. You know, like some of the rich would like to do.
What do you mean would like to? They will. They do. They do it all the time. Because they're able to get really high-paid, expensive lawyers and good representation where most of us would be, we'd be in trouble because we couldn't afford that. We don't have the wherewithal.
Hey, Jay.
It's unfortunate, but justice cuts on a buck. What, John?
We just got a good call from Nanette, who makes a great point about we're taking a step backwards if we do this. And she brought up the fact that, remember when they used to put scarlet letter A's on people who committed adultery?
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of similar to that?
No, because adultery is not against the law. Stealing is against the law. Adultery is only against the law morally.
But public humiliation.
Well... But public humiliation is not though is not a bad thing. if you've done something wrong, you should be humiliated. You should be embarrassed. It's one of the problems we have in this country is we're not embarrassed by anything anymore.
Isn't going to jail humiliation enough?
No, going to jail is not humiliation enough. And the problem with going to jail is that what would you rather do? Would you rather have the jail room for somebody? Would you rather have the room in the jail for somebody who's done something really, really bad that's a real, real problem? Or would you rather take that space up by putting somebody in there who takes a fishing lure from a sporting goods store? That would be the argument. Right, Gina?
Yeah, I think I would tend to agree with you on that.
Yeah. Okay, we'll take calls on this. Let's check out traffic. What's going on?
Okay, well, just a lot of slow spots. Not a whole lot going on in terms of anything new. We did have a two-vehicle crash off the highway, Evans and Santa Fe. Looks like a car hit and knocked over a power pole there, so XL will be heading out to that location. But for the most part, we're starting to see some recovery. Still have traffic pretty well stacked up on 225 across Aurora. Northbound I-25, pretty sluggish now through the bridges. Weather today, partly cloudy and warm with a high of 68, currently fair and 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
PostNet is there for your last-minute Mother's Day shipments. Choose from FedEx, UPS, DHL, or U.S. Airmail services.
Wouldn't it feel great if just once someone said to you, hey, you know what I noticed? You're a really good driver. But no one does. They take your impressive skills for granted. Well, Progressive will tell you. They're willing to say, yes, you are a good driver, and we're giving you a special rate, a special lower rate. You could save over $400 when you switch just for being a good driver.
Good driver savings from Progressive. Switch today at Progressive.com. Progressive. It's about you, and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available everywhere but Massachusetts. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green, the original non-toxic and biodegradable all-purpose cleaner. As a grandfather, I know that children get into everything. Each year, over 250,000 children need help from poison control centers due to exposure to toxic household cleaners. Simple Green can replace those hazardous products. Try Simple Green today. If you are not completely satisfied, I'll give you your money back. At Simple Green, your family's safety is our business.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out The Painted Veil, Fur, and Deliver Us From Evil. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 50,000 titles. The Video Station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Pros in residential, commercial, and industrial electrical needs. Call SRT Electric at 303-477-3255. Family owned and operated for over 20 years.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out The Painted Veil, Fur, and Deliver Us From Evil. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 50,000 titles. The Video Station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Dock's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Dock's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, our five locations have been winning awards ever since. At Basil Dock's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Dock's uses all natural ingredients. Basil Dock's has four Denver metro locations, Washington Park, Crestmore, Virginia Village, the Highlands, and Keystone in Summit County. Check us out at basildockspizza.com.
Support for AM 760 comes from the independently owned DVD Stop in Lakewood, specializing in new and used movies and used games. Go to the DVD Stop at First and Wadsworth.
KD Canopy reminds whether your teen is the driver or the passenger, they need to be responsible and safe every time they get into a car. Decide as a family to talk about this issue, and don't assume good kids always know the right thing to do. This is from KD Canopy, specializing in instant setup canopies, great for shelter from the sun and light showers, perfect for poolside, concession stands at sporting events or fairs. For information, log on to kdcanopy.com.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Ooh, Jane's Addiction. Harry Farrell Lives. 8:38. 38 minutes after the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 72, slight chance of thunderstorms. By the way, I forgot to say anything about this all morning.
Yeah.
I will not be here tomorrow morning. I have jury duty. So we have sitting in Mike Litwin, right, of the Rocky Mountain News, and who else? And Jim Spencer of the Denver Post in for me tomorrow, and I'll be back. on Thursday. Okay, shoplifters, public humiliation, what do you think? Corey Watkins. Corey, you're on AM 760. What do you think?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Well, apparently great minds think alike, because I told John the minute I jumped on that humiliation is a great education. And ask yourself, anybody who's out there listening, have you ever had a humbling experience? Did you, Jay?
Yes, every single day I come in here.
Oh, that's a good one, sir. I appreciate that one. But really, I mean, I've had a few myself, and they've been very educational, and I have thought, of course, I have to admit, you have to have a conscience to actually be humbled. And maybe these people were. And sometimes, you know, like John talking about his daughter and stuff. When I was like five, I shoplifted as well. And when my mom caught me, she beat my ass all the way out to the car. You know, I never did it again. So I honestly believe that that's actually a really good idea because we are desensitized. There's no one. I've talked to guys who've been in jail. They love being there. It's a free meal, no work. That's not the right attitude to be going to jail.
Well, I think you're right. How about this idea too? How about people who the police departments catch frequenting prostitutes? Why don't we when they get busted? Why don't we put their pictures on Comcast?
Amen.
I'll host that show. No, seriously. Somebody from Comcast had asked me, man. I'd do it. I think it'd be great.
Well,
we should do it.
I agree, and I think, honestly, I wish they would employ some more of that idea in the system. I really do. I mean, in front of the Capitol, in front of any place that they're caught. I think it's a good idea. So I just wanted to say that. Thank you, sir. Have a great day, and enjoy your jury time now.
thank you, Corey. I appreciate it. I'll be thinking about you tomorrow morning.
Thanks, buddy. See
ya.
All right, bye.
Let's go to Nanette and Golden. Nanette, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
I just have a second, but I wanted to say that I think that the public humiliation is probably the only thing that's going to work, because you know there's never been a program that stopped theft or rape or burglary or any of that. We have to change the way we think as a society, and just going to jail, I mean that's something you go do your time, you get out, and maybe you can get away with it next time. But it's we really got to change the way we think And I think that humiliation is one way to do that.
Well, some crimes don't fit that profile. For instance, people who commit violent crimes, rape, other assaults, stuff like that, no, they got to go to jail. But
right. But
when you're talking about people who take, like, a $25 item or an item or a couple hundred bucks worth out of a retail store, I think it's better than sticking them in the can for 60 days. I really do.
Oh, I agree. I agree. And the people that are violent, they're going to cause harm to other people. They definitely need to, I think jail and some sort of rehabilitation has to happen.
Yeah, I agree, too. So you cut down on recidivism. I think you're absolutely correct there. Nanette, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, Jay.
All right. Yeah, there are obviously people who don't fit into that category. You can't put them in there. What about guys going to see prostitutes, though? Now, on the face of it, prostitution is a victimless crime because it's sex between a man and a woman, usually. Well, it could be between a man and a man. But the problem is that it contributes to other crime and also contributes to drug use. So that's what makes it, and it's also a public health problem. Let's go to Ron in Westminster. Ron, you're on AM 760. Ron. Ron once. Ron twice. Ron has gone to jail. Steve in Lyman. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, third-time caller. I got an idea.
Yeah?
Illegal aliens, put a sandwich board on them saying, hey, we're stealing from you. And if you don't like that one, how about you, Jay, standing in front of the public library saying, hey, I'm a stupid moron.
Do you really think, Steve, in your mind, do you really believe that I'm going to either, A, get mad, or I'm going to think that that's clever? What I think you've done is, I think you've gotten on a 50,000-watt radio station, Steve, and you've just, like, totally and completely embarrassed yourself, because that has no effect on me at all, because I really don't care what you think or what you say about me, because in your mind, Steve, do you think after doing this for 18 or 19 years and being in radio 30-plus years, you don't think that I've heard everything there is to say? You really believe that you're that clever and that you're that original and that funny? Like, are we now supposed to, am I now supposed to, and everybody else is supposed to go, ah, ha, 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 that's really funny. How about this? Why don't we take you and put a sandwich board around your neck that says, hi, I'm a moron who calls up and wastes people's time with jokes that are not funny. Steve, go back to your wife and your kids because they probably think you're funny. The rest of us don't. Let's go to Mike and Bailey. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going today? I believe Aurora already has been doing the pictures of the Johns who visit the working lady.
Oh, are they? Are they doing that?
They were putting them on the community cable channel at one time, and I believe they were also putting their pictures in the newspaper, which they were finally taking to court over, and the judge said, no, they can do it.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's just another layer of trying to help people do right.
I don't know why anybody would go to court and claim that you couldn't do it, because if you got arrested and you got busted for it, and particularly if you pleaded to it, right, if you said, okay, you know, you got me and there's nothing I can do about it and I'll pay the fine, that's on the public record. I mean, if you go to apply for a job somewhere or whatever the case may be and they ask you, have you ever been arrested, you have to come forward and say, yes, I have.
That's right.
So I don't know why they would think that would be illegal. Well,
trying to go for privacy issues.
Well,
and
yeah,
such. Now, the other thing that people don't realize, if you are a habituator of something, of the working ladies, you know, if you get pulled over in your car and doing a transaction, your car was used in the involvement of a crime. And under the seizure laws that they've done for the war against drugs, it now has spilled over to crimes such as that. They can take your car. We're doing this, you know. And personally, if embarrassing someone stops, gets them on the right track and gets them to start behaving within our social norms, then fine, I'd rather do that than lock them in a jail. It costs a whole lot more, and who knows? Maybe their next-door neighbor or their preacher or their employer will see them with that sign, and they'll never do that again, unless they're dumber than a sack full of rocks, you know?
Jeez, can you imagine this? How would you explain this to your kids? Daddy or mommy has to go stand out in front of Macy's or Penny's or whatever, Sears or whatever the case is, with a sign that says, I'm a thief, I stole.
I wouldn't want to be explaining it, and I'm one of those that got their lesson very young. I was about 6 years old and stole a little matchbox car. My mom didn't just give me a whipping. She gave me a good spanking, walked me back. She got dressed up and walked me back to that store, made me present that to the woman behind that counter. And they didn't do a scare tactic on me like, oh, okay, well, we're going to call the cops or anything like that. But just the embarrassment of having to go and apologize to that woman, I'll tell you what, I've never stolen again. And I've watched kids that I went to school with going to jail, bragging about, you know, stealing cars and everything else. And they've just been rotating in and out of prison all their lives. So,
it taught me fast. I must be different. I never did that as a guy. I never stole, shoplifted as a kid. I'm not going to say I never stole, but I never shoplifted.
I was going to ask you, you were putting like a little disclaimer on, you've never shoplifted, you've never stolen from an employer. I want to know, what have you stolen now that wasn't under those guidelines? I needled you there.
I don't think I should really say. Do you think I should really say? I never got caught, but I mean, do you think I should really come forward and admit?
And I could have kept my mouth shut about it, you know, when I got caught, but I was honest. When my mom asked me, I told her, and boom, the jig was up.
Oh, man.
It only works with a person with a conscience, to be honest. And nowadays, that's the thing that scares me really probably the most. 90% of the people up there may actually learn something from having to wear something like that and being embarrassed. But how many of them would actually stop?
Well, I think you need to. I think you need to focus in on two things here. Number one, you're always going to have a percentage of people out there who have no conscience, and that doesn't matter whether it's 2007 or 1938.
Right.
But here's the key question: do you think we have less of a conscience now than we did, say, 20 years ago?
I hate to say it, but too many people will rationalize why they're doing this, and then you're supposed to excuse them for it. 20 years ago, you could sit there possibly using the same rationalizations and still be held accountable or still be told, well, you still did wrong. Now they expect to be forgiven for it after they rationalize it.
Or they don't have any shame.
That, too. And I'm with you on that. I think our levels of decency are dropping, and we are not being embarrassed by the same things we were even 10 years ago.
Yeah, because we don't have any level of shame. You're right about that. Hey, Mike, thanks.
Have a good one.
Appreciate it. Thank you. All right, it's 850. 303-713-7600. What about that central question about conscience and shame? Do you think we have the same level of shame as perhaps maybe when you were a kid? Do you think life in this country has changed that much, and would embarrassing people in public, would it work when they commit crimes like shoplifting? 8:50, 50 minutes past the hour, AM 760 Progressive Talk, Gina in traffic.
Thanks, Jay. With the exception of a two-vehicle crash that we have at Evans in Santa Fe, where a power pole has been knocked over, we're in pretty good shape. Looks like we're seeing a lot of recovery, although we still have southbound 225 pretty sluggish through the DTC, Parker down to I-25. Eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike lined up Federal toward the I-25 corridor, and we still have a lot of traffic on the eastbound lanes of C-470 crossing Highlands Ranch. Weather today, looking for partly cloudy skies, warm with a high of 68. Tonight, partly cloudy and breezy, going down to 44, and currently fair and 53. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, taking your vehicle in for service doesn't have to be a bother. Just stop by any one of your local...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty, and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Okay, here's something you ought to know. Governor Howard Dean, who's chair of the Democratic National Committee, is going to be the guest of party chair Pat Walk and other elected officials at a public rally that's going to be held Thursday, May the 10th at the Pipefitters Local 208 Union Hall. That's at 6350 North Broadway right here in Denver. Now, this thing's scheduled to start at 6:30, and it's going to run until 7:30, but the doors will open at 6 in the evening. Tickets are $30 each and can be purchased online right now at coloradodems.org. That's coloradodems.org, or you can call the Colorado Democratic Party at 303-623-4762. So let's all get together and welcome Governor Howard Dean. He'll be here this Thursday, May the 10th. Call the Colorado Democratic Party for tickets, 303-623-4762, or purchase with a credit card online at coloradodems.org. The fundraiser benefits the Colorado Democratic Party, so join all of us Thursday, May the 10th. Mary and I will see you out there. This ad is paid for by the Colorado Democratic Party and is not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
Special agent, have you reached the safe?
Copy that. I'm at the safe now.
Can you crack the code?
They've left a clue. It says where auto insurance is as easy as quote by print. That's no secret. It's Esurance. E-S-U-R-A-N-C-E. Opening safe now. E is for easy online convenience. S is for save with great discounts. U is for unbelievably fast quotes. R is for reliable. Esurance is there for you 24/7 every day of the year. A is for affordable rates. N is for nice, friendly service.
C is for compare with Esurance prices to other companies. And E is for excellent financial strength.
Good work. Sounds like you cracked the code, Special Agent.
Well, everyone knows that E-S-U-R-A-N-C-E spells fast, easy auto insurance.
Quote, buy, print, instantly at Esurance. Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Sexual health study. This research study may offer some confidential answers from a doctor regarding your sexual health. And all study-related care is offered at no cost. If you are interested in a sexual health research study, please call Radiant Research at 303-477-CARE. That's 303-477-CARE. The Men's Sexual Health Study. Call 303-477-CARE.
If you think running your own business is too difficult, think again. Cindy V used to clean houses for a living. In only 8 months of working at home with HomeBiz1.com, she now makes over $20,000 a month.
I actually made about $1,200 my very first month in the business. Obviously, now it's well over 10 times that.
Tori came from the corporate world, working over 10 hours a day. Now she works from home and makes over $15,000 a month with just a few hours at her computer. Linda always wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. Because of HomeBiz1.com, she makes more than $10,000 a month.
I have a business that allows me to be a full-time stay-at-home mom. I can work from home and actually bring in a six-figure income.
So, find out how you can earn a full-time income working part-time at home. Just log on to homebiz1.com.
Order your free exciting DVD that gives you all the details.
There's no cost or obligation, shipping not included. Start enjoying life. Log on to homebiz1.com right now.
That's homebiz, the number one.com.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Into Nashville, Tennessee. But you wouldn't even come.
Good morning, 8:55. 5 minutes before the hour. Coming up next hour, Jameson Fosier from Media Matters. High chance of the thunderstorms. High today 72. AM 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Don't forget Tom Hartman coming to town next week, the 17th. You want to go? Tickets are free. Get them at our studios here over in Boulder. And for more information, log on to am760.net. Here, let me read a couple emails here about the shoplifting thing. First of all, from Joe, how does anyone shoplift these days? All the big stores like Walmart have those sensors at the front of the stores. That's a good question. And that's something that I don't know. I don't know how they get away with it. I don't have any clue. I wouldn't have the guts to try it. Here's Carl. One thing that's bothered me for a long while, think about how many commercials show someone stealing, usually food. I've seen McDonald's where the fries are swiped. Hot Pockets has the husband eating the wife's lean pockets and then lying about it. Cookies, I think, it's a DQ, has a cute one where the person takes the milkshake, etc. Well, there are a lot of examples of things in the media, I think, that send what I would consider to be the wrong message on a lot of levels. And I think one of the most heatedly debated about that is violence. We don't discuss much about sex, but we, let me reverse that. We just started talking about, and they're just now looking into, and the subject of violence has come up, but for years it has been sex that they've been after. Here's Richard. Should we bring back the stocks for public humiliation? I don't think so. What are your views on Wisconsin's idea to give sex offenders a distinct license plate? That's green, I believe, is what they wanted to do. Should we do the same thing with someone who steals or commits any other crime? No, I don't think so, but I think that it wouldn't bother me to give sex offenders a green license plate, depending on what they're accused and found guilty of. They have to be found guilty. As far as shoplifting and other of those kinds of crimes, I don't think having somebody stand out there with a sign is that bad. Well, maybe I'm antediluvian. I don't know. Maybe I'm a Luddite. All right. Media.
Okay, here's something you ought to know. Governor Howard Dean, who's chair of the Democratic National Committee, is going to be the guest of party chair Pat Walk and other elected officials at a public rally that's going to be held Thursday, May the 10th at the Pipefitters Local 208 Union Hall. That's at 6350 North Broadway right here in Denver. Now, this thing's scheduled to start at 6:30, and it's going to run until 7:30, but the doors will open at 6 in the evening. Tickets are $30 each and can be purchased online right now at coloradodems.org. That's coloradodems.org, or you can call the Colorado Democratic Party at 303-623-4762. So let's all get together and welcome Governor Howard Dean. He'll be here this Thursday, May the 10th. Call the Colorado Democratic Party for tickets, 303-623-4762, or purchase with a credit card online at coloradodems.org. The fundraiser benefits the Colorado Democratic Party, so join all of us Thursday, May the 10th. Mary and I will see you out there. This ad is paid for by the Colorado Democratic Party and is not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
It's time to make the world a better place to drive. That's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands?
Get Allstate Your Choice Auto Insurance today. Call a Front Range Allstate agent or visit Allstate.com. Accident forgiveness starts the day you sign up. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. A terror plot against U.S. soldiers at an American military base. Authorities say that was the plan at New Jersey's Fort Dix, and six people are under arrest.
Officials tell us these men are not connected to Al-Qaeda or a larger terror cell. This appears to be a small cadre of people who have gotten together with some kind of plot, in this case, a plot to attack Fort Dix, and that it does not, according to U.S. officials, have any connection to a broader plot.
CBS's Bob Orr says these men lived here, four originally from Yugoslavia, one from Turkey, one from Jordan. Authorities say the family of one of the men owns a pizza parlor, and they allegedly hope to get in with pizza deliveries. Fresh criticism on how the military handles soldiers suffering post-traumatic stress. Here's CBS's Barry Bagnato.
A panel of medical experts warns the Veterans Affairs Department had better straighten out its system for evaluating post-traumatic stress disorder before Iraq War veterans start flooding it with claims. The process is inconsistent, this Institute of Medicine panel says. Some vets may be getting disability payments that are too high or too low. Others may be getting money they don't deserve. This study says between 1999 and 2004, PTSD disability cases jumped 80%.
A Navy helicopter hit a power line during a Nevada training flight last night, killing all five crew members. When Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius, a Democrat, noted over the weekend that tornado victims might suffer because key people and equipment were in Iraq.
We're missing flatbeds, we're missing Humvees, and we're missing a number of our well-trained National Guard personnel.
The White House took it as a political swipe. Live there now to CBS's Peter Mayer.
And the administration rejects the Kansas governor's criticism, Steve. Spokesman Tony Snow contends the National Guard is not the only source of help, and the president immediately made aid available. The head of the National Guard Association, retired Brigadier General Stephen Coper, says Kansas is not the only place where the Guard's under pressure.
Every state is significantly below level for equipment across the National Guard.
And asked today if the war has an impact on disaster recovery, the presidential spokesman said, "It's hard to say." Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
FEMA trailers are being sent to tornado victims in Greensburg, Kansas. Flooding's a major problem in parts of Kansas and Missouri along the Missouri River. Jim Cramper at the National Weather Service.
Flood stage at St. Charles is 25 feet. We're looking at a good 10, 11, potentially 12 feet over flood stage.
Thousands of people have already evacuated low-lying areas. In northeastern Minnesota, there's concern over a wildfire that's doubled in size since Sunday night, now covering more than 16,000 acres. Governor Tim Pawlenty.
We have Black Hawk helicopters with, you know, scoop buckets on them, personnel potentially, whatever they need. But whatever they ask for, we'll give them.
Right now on Wall Street, the Dow is down 56 and the NASDAQ is off 10. This is CBS News.
Hey, Emily, what's wrong?
These corns are killing my feet.
Ouch, I've been there.
Getting rid of them has been a huge pain.
Oh.
No pun intended. I keep using my corn remover over and over, and will this ever end?
Calm down, Miss Melodrama. I used Dr. Scholl's corn removers. It only took me 2 treatments, and my corns were history.
2 treatments?
Yeah.
That's fast.
Yep, there's no easier way to remove corns quickly.
Dr. Scholl's corn removers are the only ones clinically proven to remove corns with as few as 2 treatments.
Deb, if my feet could talk, they'd say, thank you.
Every payday, a bunch of us like to get together for lunch. It's a lot more fun than standing in line to deposit our checks. That's what we used to do before we asked our boss about direct deposit. With direct deposit, our pay is safely deposited into our accounts automatically, so we have plenty of time to have lunch and chat, and maybe even do some shopping.
Stop standing in line and sign up for direct deposit. You can also use direct deposit for pensions, dividends, and tax returns. Direct deposit, simple, safe, smart. For more information, visit electronicpayments.org.
Fuel price.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. New problems at Rocky Flats. Department of Energy officials now sending water samples to a lab in New Mexico to find out what's causing elevated levels of uranium at the former nuclear weapons plant south of Boulder. Uranium in water there tested showed elevated levels above the plant's cleanup agreement, but officials can't tell if it's because of weapons production pollution or just naturally occurring. A man is dead after falling more than 40 feet while hiking in Boulder County. Authorities say the guy fell while climbing on the third Flatiron yesterday. The victim was not wearing a helmet, did not have any climbing gear. His name has not been released. More squirrels in the Denver metro area are dying from the plague. The official count now 15 in 3 counties, but state health department officials say the count much higher, likely. Does the plague pose a threat to you and me?
The disease is transmitted from animal to animal, and in most cases to people via the bites of infected fleas.
John Poppy with the state health department says antibiotics can knock out the Black Death quickly if it's caught in time. Congressional Republicans and Democrats from Colorado now reaching a compromise on a proposal to create protected wilderness areas throughout much of Rocky Mountain National Park. Details not released. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Just a couple of problems. Had a 2-vehicle crash. Evans and Santa Fe still in the process of being cleared out. Power pole was hit there, and Excel's going to be on scene. We also had a toilet fall off the back of a truck, hit a car northbound I-25 just north of E-470. So we do have, obviously, a snag there. Southbound I-25 still a little sluggish through the downtown area, as is northbound I-25 through the bridges.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-406-3375. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-406-3375. 1-800-406-3375.
Good morning. It's 9:07, 7 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Thunderstorms. Slight chance of that, about 10%. And high today should be 72. Yeah. Keep those, keep that hate email coming in. It's good to know that you folks are out there. Love that. It's time for our weekly media misinformation report from Media Matters for America and Managing Director Jameson Fozier. It's good to have him on. Media Matters, go to MediaMatters.org. And they're a great organization. And I might say that I contribute money to them, and you should too. J-Mo, good morning, and welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
Okay. We got a ton of stuff to go over with. First of all, let's start on this. Now, there are these statements
about Keith Olbermann being involved in the Republican debate the other night on MSNBC, in which they allege, Giuliani is alleging, that Olbermann is biased, and you know, he gets into all of this. And Chris Matthews was involved in the Democratic debate, yet nobody said anything about Matthews being biased, where Matthews clearly is biased, and there are those people who look at Mr. Matthews and deny that that he's biased. As a matter of fact, we have one local talk show host here who wrote a column in one of the daily newspapers who claimed that Mr. Matthews is a Republican hater, which if anybody takes any time to look at anything or watch Matthews, anything he says, he's got a huge man crush on Rudy Giuliani. He's got one on John McCain. So what about all of this? I mean, where does all this start, and what is this all about?
Well, this started with some complaints by some conservatives about MSNBC hosting the Republican debate. That started bubbling up after the debate happened. I guess maybe they weren't happy with the way their candidates performed, so they were looking for somebody to blame. But these complaints pretty quickly got a larger airing in the Associated Press and on CNN and media that picked them up and ran with them, and rather uncritically, I have to say. And the complaints centered on two things. One, the assumption that Keith Olbermann, who was a co-host of MSNBC's coverage, is a liberal, and two, actually, Chris Matthews and Howard Kurtz on CNN, for example, used Matthews as an example of why this was skewed against Republicans. He pointed out that Matthews once worked for Jimmy Carter and contrasted the Republicans' willingness to participate in a debate led by Matthews with the Democrats' refusal to go on Fox. Now, there's a couple of problems with this. The first is the assumption that Keith Olbermann is a liberal just because he's been critical of the Bush administration. If that's the standard, then 60% of Americans are liberals. But the second problem is that these news reports have ignored the other CNN hosts who were involved in the debate coverage, conservative Tucker Carlson and former Republican Congressman Joe Scarborough. So when you start to put these things together, it looks pretty silly to complain that MSNBC is a liberal network. Then you look at Chris Matthews, the guy who actually moderated the debate, and the guy who Howie Kurtz describes as a former Democratic staffer. These news reports have focused on the jobs that Matthews held nearly 30 years ago rather than what he says now. And as you mentioned, he's just gushed with praise for Republicans over the last several years. He said that George Bush glimmers with a sunny nobility and that everybody except the real whack jobs likes him. He says that he said of Bush that Americans like having a hero as president. He says John McCain deserves to be president, that Rudy Giuliani would be the perfect replacement for Bush, that Mitt Romney has a great chin and perfect hair. So describing this guy as unfair towards Republicans is pretty bizarre, particularly when you look at what he actually did during the debate. And that's something that the AP didn't bother to do and Howie Kurtz didn't bother to do on the Washington Post. If you looked at what Matthews actually did during the debate, you'd find that he routinely asked softball questions like, name a tax you'd like to cut, or how would you be like Ronald Reagan? Or would it be good if Bill Clinton was back in the White House? So when you add all of this up, the sum total of who the hosts were on MSNBC, what Chris Matthews actually says on a regular basis about Republicans, what he says on a regular basis about Democrats like Hillary Clinton, who he's very rarely complimentary towards and is often extremely critical of, and then what he actually did during the debate, it's pretty absurd to portray this as any kind of setup to get the Republicans.
Yeah, all you have to do is just watch him. I mean, I watch him for comic relief because he'll reach into his little his bag of tricks. He'll quote, he'll make statements that statistically will not stand up regarding Democrats. He'll make statements about all kinds of things that are it's like, hello, what planet are you on? And he does it on a continuing basis. It isn't just a couple of times an hour. He'll do it all the time. So all of these folks, all they would really have to do, in my opinion, would be just to go back and read transcripts of the show or go back and watch them on podcast and see for yourself.
Right, or actually look at what happened during the debate and then compare it to what happened during the Democratic debate, which MSNBC also hosted and which was moderated by Brian Williams. And one example of the contrast there is that Brian Williams asked the Democratic candidates questions about their personal finances and controversy around a business deal, for example, that Barack Obama had been involved in with somebody who has been portrayed as kind of a shady character. Perfectly valid question, I suppose, but then look at what happened in the Republican debate. You have a candidate in Rudy Giuliani who is leading the Republican race, who has very controversial and high-profile ties to Bernie Kerik, who is accused of having ties to the mob, who Rudy Giuliani was briefed about those ties before he made Kerik his police commissioner, who Rudy Giuliani recommended to be director of Homeland Security for the country, and who Rudy Giuliani has been business partners with, who at this point, if you believe the news reports, is going to be indicted any day now. Chris Matthews didn't ask a question about that. So the Democrats got questions about controversial personal finance issues and who their business associates were. The Republicans didn't. Democrats got questions, the premise of which was the American people disagrees with you. Why? Republicans got questions like, tell us how you'd be like Ronnie Reagan. The Democrats got questions about healthcare that weren't actually about healthcare. They were, how would you pay for your healthcare plan? The Republicans by contrast, got name a tax you would cut. There was never any mention of the possibility that maybe you'd have to pay for this tax cut. Just tell us what tax you'd like to cut.
Yeah, it's very, very true. 9:14, 14 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jameson Bossier, JMO with Media Matters. All right, you guys have released a study, locked out the lack of gender and ethnic diversity on cable news continues. Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Basically, during the week of the Don Imus controversy a few weeks ago, it struck us that the guest lists on cable news shows and broadcast news as well was more diverse than we were used to seeing, and that was a really good thing. There were some very interesting discussions that benefited from a greater variety of perspective than we usually see. And that hasn't seemed to have lasted. And so we actually took a look at it, and we studied the guest lists of the primetime cable news shows during the week before the Amos controversy, the week of the Amos controversy, and a week after the Amos controversy. And we found that sure enough, they've reverted to their previous form, that even during that week, there could have been greater diversity and particularly more women on the shows. Since then, they've just reverted to previous form, and it seems to indicate that the cable channels think that women and people of color make worthwhile guests only when the discussion is about issues explicitly relating to race or gender. That's a problem. These channels and their viewers would benefit from a more diverse guest lineup and a broader range of viewpoints when talking about taxes or healthcare, not just about what Don Imus said about the Rutgers women's basketball team. But overall, you know, and let me start by pointing out that on the cable news shows between 4 p.m. and midnight, there are 35 hosts and co-hosts, and of those 35, 29 are men, 6 are women, and all 35 are white. So it goes beyond just the guest list and into who's actually hosting the shows. But on none of the networks, in none of the weeks we looked at, did women comprise half of the guests appearing, just as one example. In some cases, they were as little as one-fifth of guests. The other folks who have been badly underrepresented on the cable shows are Latinos. In the weeks that we looked at, less than 2% of all guests on the cable networks were Latino, despite the fact that one out of every 7 Americans is. And of those less than 2%, almost half of that was Geraldo Rivera alone.
Yeah. Yeah. What a shame.
But the thing that I hope that some of these cable shows and their bookers and their hosts take away from this is, you know, they had some very good discussions featuring some great guests during the week of the Amos controversy. And so they know there are people out there who they can bring on their shows who will bring a new perspective to things, who will be thoughtful, who will be, in many cases, probably better than the same old retreads they've been putting on 3 times a week. These people are out there. There's no excuse for not putting them on a regular basis about a whole range of topics. And hopefully that will happen. It hasn't yet, but hopefully this study will get people thinking about that and why they only turn to more diverse guest lists when there's a topic that seems to be overtly related to a specific group of people.
Yeah. Listen, I agree. There are plenty of people out there. They just don't seem to go for them, and they also seem to always... Well, we've talked about this before. I mean, they always seem to stack the deck, too. That's the other thing, where you'll have one journalist, two conservatives.
Right.
One liberal, three conservatives. And they do it on a regular basis. And you're right. Cable TV does lack any kind of diversity.
I think a lot of the problem is that these shows sort of develop a bit of a tunnel vision, and that, you know, they've got the guests they've always had on, and those are the guests they always do have on, and they don't ever sort of broaden their range and look around for new guests. There was actually it's not about cable and it's not about issues of race, but there was a really telling moment in the recent Bill Moyer special about the media's complicity in the Iraq War and their failures, where Tim Russert in sort of defending himself said, well, you know, there basically was no opposition party. He seemed to suggest that the media couldn't have raised questions about the Bush administration since the Democrats weren't. One, I don't think that's really the role of journalism, is simply to parrot what the two parties say. But two, it's actually not true. The majority of House Democrats voted against the Iraq War.
You're right. Russert could have gone to those people.
He could have gone to those people. The problem is that Tim Russert and people like him have come to view the opposition party, the Democratic Party, as this very narrow band of basically Joe Lieberman. If he looked at what the party as a whole was saying in 2003 and 2002, he would have seen that the majority of congressional Democrats voted against the Iraq War. He could have brought on Henry Waxman or Barbara Lee or John Conyers or any number of people. But he apparently doesn't even realize they exist.
Yeah. And that's sad, isn't it?
It really is, and it speaks to, I think, how sort of a narrow a range of opinion that a lot of the media is used to looking at. That, you know, even when there are contrary viewpoints being expressed by elected members of Congress, they don't recognize it. Even when it's the majority of members in one party, they don't recognize it.
Yeah, that's really true. This is off the subject of what you guys have been reporting, but I just wanted to ask you. Did you see 60 Minutes with Leslie Stahl and Lou Dobbs?
I caught a little bit of it, and I know he actually last night defended himself and defended some of the statistics he used, and I think either we or Colorado Media Matters office will have an item about that today. I don't want to overpromise, but I think that's in the works.
Yeah, I think he got caught by her, and I think he got caught by her in a couple areas, and I think one of the areas that she brings up, which is one of the areas where I think that the media is in trouble in this country, is the fact that she tried to pin him down about what journalism is, and he tried to get out from underneath it by saying, what are you saying, because what I comment on and what I say is wrong because I care? No, because the line between advocacy and opinion giving and journalism is not supposed to be crossed, and now it's routinely crossed in this country without question. And Dobbs is one of the worst offenders of this that I know of.
Well, and the other problem, and in some ways the bigger problem, is that when the line is crossed and in a false way. Having a point of view is one thing. Having a point of view and making up facts or using highly misleading claims to support that is worse. And that's what we've criticized Dobbs for from time to time, and many others. You know, there has been a long and rich tradition in this country of journalism that comes from a point of view. And Dobbs sometimes, I think, does that effectively. Sometimes he goes way too far over that line. But the problem that I have, the biggest problem that I have, is when he or others just make up facts to support their point of view, or use a very misleading fact that ignores the bigger picture.
Yeah, they do take that stuff and they do distort it and they do splice it, and then when they're nailed on it, they never retract it. They just either say they don't remember saying it, or they move on to something else.
Yeah, I mean, having a point of view is one thing, but only recognizing facts that support that point of view, it becomes a little bit problematic, and Dobbs may slip into that from time to time.
Yeah. I think he slips into it more than from time to time. I think he does it a lot. I hear him say things on his favorite subject on immigration. I hear him quote things that are not, that are just not true. And the reason I know they're not true is because either you guys have caught somebody else doing it, or I've read it somewhere, and I know it's, and I just know it's not true.
It was a little bit disappointing that last night he continued to defend himself after having, you know, pretty thoroughly been nailed, that he's not willing to admit, even having had it pointed out to him that he was wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's very frustrating because there's really nowhere to go the majority of the time to get the news. And here's an example of what I'm talking about. This is one of your examples. Wolf Blitzer on CNN has two shows on there. Actually, he's got three, but he has two during the week. Because the Situation Room is split up into two parts,
right.
And Dobb sits in the middle. So, if you don't want to go to Fox, which most of us don't, because we know what Fox is, and MSNBC is running talk shows, I believe Tucker is on, so he's hard to take at times. So, if you listen to Blitzer, What you expect to get is you expect to get the news. Now, here's an example of Blitzer. Now, I'd like to know why Wolf Blitzer did this. Let me read this to you. Blitzer's list of recent Washington sex scandals included only Democrats. On the May 3rd edition of CNN's Situation Room, host Wolf Blitzer observed that Washington is no stranger to sex scandals, then provided viewers with examples of scandals involving only Democrats. During the segment, Blitzer was discussing the D.C. Madam scandal that had already led to the resignation of Deputy Secretary of State Randall L. Tobias, the first director of the U.S. Foreign Assistance and administrator of the U.S. Agency for International Development. Blitzer listed three sex scandals, and, you know, he did Bill Clinton, which everybody lists. He did Gary Hart, which comes up. He went all the way back to Wilbur Mills, which I'm sure there are a lot of people living here who do not, who are listening, who are alive now, who don't even remember or know who Wilbur Mills is or Fannie Fox. But he never, ever, ever talked about Mark Foley. Now, how long ago was that? How about House Speaker Newt Gingrich? I mean, these are just a few of them. What about Senator Robert Packwood? Remember Boring? How about Henry Hyde, who admitted that he'd had an extramarital affair?
Right. You know, the Mills example was 30 years ago, and I think there's probably a lot of people in this town where Wilbur Mills served in Congress who don't remember him. So using that as an example was pretty strange, especially when overlooking Foley and Packwood, as you mentioned. And the other thing is that, you know, he mentioned Clinton, which, as you noted, everybody did, and which, you know, in fairness, it would be pretty hard to list off Washington sex scandals and not mention Bill Clinton. But he didn't mention the fact that and the rather significant fact, I think, that several of the Republicans who were trying to remove Bill Clinton from office as the result of his affair had their own history of infidelity, which came out during that year, including Newt Gingrich, who was Speaker of the House, including Henry Hyde, who was leading the charge to impeach him, including Bob Livingston, who was set to become the new Speaker of the House before he admitted to an affair and announced his resignation during the middle of the impeachment proceedings. That was kind of a big deal and is kind of significant to the story of the Bill Clinton matter that Blitzer raised, but he didn't mention any of that. He didn't mention that the very people who were trying to hound Bill Clinton out of office had their own history of infidelity.
Yeah, and you know, there you go. I mean, there it is. All right. Thank you, Jamal. I appreciate you being on the show as always. Thank you so much, and look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Thanks a lot, Jay. Take care.
All right. There's Jamison Bossier from Media Matters for America.
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Bring part of the symphony home this weekend. Baker's Piano Center of Boulder, in concert with the University of Northern Colorado, is offering new Kawai pianos at up to half off their regular price. This is a one-time chance to own America's number one selling piano at a fraction of the regular price. These Kawai pianos were used by students and faculty this year in the music school. Choose from digitals, uprights, and grand pianos of all sizes and finishes. All acoustic pianos will carry a 10-year fully transferable warranty. These pianos are just barely out of their crates and looking for a good home. There will be a free piano buyer seminar on Thursday, May 10th at 6 p.m. The sale starts on Friday by appointment and Saturday open to the public. Appointments are highly recommended. Special financing will be available for this sale. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest with approved credit until 2008. Call 866-578-9566 or visit bakerspianocenter.com. That's 866-578-9566. 866-578-9566.
Everybody to be able to get the car that they want and need. And there's great people out there to talk to, like Marv and Tommy Alshear and Spanky Herrera and Freddie Labrato and Gerard Menard and Johnny Mays and Isaac and Ziggy and, who are in the tower, and Donald who's in the tower. And there's Juan and Adolf and all kinds of great folks working out there who will help you out. You can check out their entire inventory online at RockiesAutos.com. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., so you've got plenty of time to get out there. And they've been family-owned and operated since 1982, which makes a difference. They're not owned by some nameless, faceless corporation. Mary and I have had just gotten nothing but wonderful deals at Rockies, and you will too. And we send our family and we send our friends. And they've got over 600 vehicles on the lot. We're talking Volkswagens and Saabs and Hondas and Toyotas and Nissans and Dodges and Chevys and Fords and just about everything you can name up. They've got it. You need a golf cart to get around to look at all of the selection. So get out there and see my friends at Rockies Autos, because they'll definitely take care of you. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 9:31, 31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I won't be here tomorrow. I've got jury duty. So we'll have Mike Litwin I can't remember his name now, from the Denver Post. John, help me out here. John's on the phone, so he can't help me out. Anyway, thunderstorms. Jim Spencer, that's who will be here tomorrow. Yeah. Thunderstorms. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 72. Man, I am... What happened to Steve? Boy, hung up. He's going to tell me that Lou Dobbs should run for president. I was going to say, well, Steve, I think anybody can run for president. You'd have to explain to us why Lou Dobbs gets on CNN and lies, but maybe you can live with that. And I'm getting all these emails, too, about my defense of Muslims. Dear Mr. Marvin, if you truly believe that Muslims will be good American citizens and that we have nothing to fear, I beg to differ, sir. I live in Europe, and I can tell you that they are taking over one step, yes, one step, and one law at a time. It will not be different in the United States. CAIR, C-A-I-R, which we've had them on the air before, is an organization that has been set up to ensure that Muslims will get rights that even American citizens do not have. I mean, can you believe this? Wait and see how quickly this all will happen. Once hordes of Muslim immigrants from all over the globe have been settled in the United States, this is now in the process, as they have been in Europe, things will move pretty quickly. There is much proof for this. I suggest that you start reading up on exactly what has been changing in Europe in the way the laws and demographics, and then tell us that we have nothing to fear from Muslims. Best regards, Kellyanne. Kellyanne, you know, I'm glad you're in Europe, and I'm glad you don't live here. And I hope you never come here. And Kellyanne's from Germany, too, which is really, really, really interesting. Kellyanne, are you in touch with your own history over there in Germany? Like what happened under Adolf Hitler when people were demonized? See, Kellyanne, there are many Muslims living here who were born here. That's right. They were born on American soil. They're as American as I am. We even have one in Congress. His name is Keith Ellison. So what are you saying, Kellyanne? Are you saying that the very fact that they're Muslim, they're not capable of being good American citizens? Cite some statistics to prove that, Kellyanne. For instance, Kellyanne, let's look at this. Let's look at the subject of white-collar crime, okay? How many Muslims do you think, Kellyanne, were caught by the Justice Department in the year 2006 committing white-collar crimes as opposed to Caucasians? More, less, or about the same? That would be one example. I mean, we could point to some cases. Let me think. Was Ken Lay Muslim? No, it seems to me that after he was found guilty, he came out in front of the courtroom and said that Jesus would exonerate him. So I don't think he was Muslim. What about Scooter Libby, who has recently got in trouble for perjury, for lying and obstructing justice? Let me see. Was he Muslim? No, I don't think so. And this whole idea of hordes coming here. Well, what do you say about people who are born in this country and either they're born to parents who are Islamic, or they later on find Islam later in life, like people find Catholicism or they find Christianity? What do you say about that? And what do you base your facts and your statistics on? See, I'm so tired of this kind of crap that I can't stand it. I really can't stand it. And this guy's got a Yahoo address of Germany on it, .de. And who knows if it's true or not. But if I were you, Kellyanne, here's what I would do. I would look into my own country's history, and I would look into my own country and the problems that you have, and stop worrying about the problems that we have. Because the difference, Kellyanne, between you and me is I am an American, and I love my country, and I'm a taxpaying citizen, and I was born here. And that gives me the unique right to comment on the direction that my country takes. You, Kellyanne, on the other hand, are not from here. You're not living here, according to your email. And therefore, you don't have any idea of how the American system works. You don't have any idea about the Bill of Rights. You don't have any idea about the court systems. And furthermore, you don't have any input over what goes on here because you don't pay any taxes and you're not an American and you don't live here. And furthermore, I hope to God you never come here. Okay? And if I came from a country like Germany, and I'm not putting Germans down, but if I came from a country like Germany, I wouldn't be fostering hate against anybody. Not with my background. Not with the background of my country. Because, you know, Kellyanne, you should answer us. You guys were divided at one time between East and West Germany. Kellyanne, how did that happen? Did you guys just decide to split up? Or was that the result of something? Also, 6 million of your fellow citizens disappeared. Kalan, what did your parents and your grandparents do about that? They say anything? Or they just keep quiet? I wonder. Dunkashan, or Shane, or whatever the hell you call it. All right. Gina.
Yes, sir.
It's your turn. You can do the traffic.
Yay.
I'm done with that gentleman.
Okay.
I don't really think he's from Germany. I think that's BS, but, you know, if he is, he can stay there. Hey, Kalan, ever heard of the Stasi? Oops. Eric Honecker? Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. Well, we did have a wreck on westbound lanes, the Boulder Turnpike. That's Boulder bound, of course, west of Sheridan. I think they got that out of the way. We had a problem as well, northbound 25. That was north of E-470. That's gone for you. So right now we're enjoying a nice ride around the metro area. Just want to remind you that we still have U.S. 6 closed through Clear Creek Canyon. That's between Highway 58 and Golden toward Highway 119. They're going to be working on that all this week and hopefully getting it back open by Friday. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy and warm with a high of 68. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, 44 for a low. And tomorrow, we're looking at a beautiful day with a high temperature of 75. Right now, fair and 53. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Support for AM 760 comes from the locally owned DVD Stop in Lakewood.
Car buying the way it should be. That's my Phil Long. My trade means every Phil Long and Saturn store will purchase your...
I love football. I've always wanted to do sports broadcasting. Oh, that would be such a cool job to have.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
And he's running down the field. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He's at the touchdown. I don't want to do that kind.
Her Match.com username is 2Bits12, and you can email her right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the all-new Match.com for details.
Ah, there's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out nwpky.org. New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out The Painted Veil, Fur, and Deliver Us From Evil. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 50,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-322-1883. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-322-1883. 1-800-322-1883. 1-800-322-1883.
38541.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 9:42, 42 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Look at the day outside. Slight chance of thunderstorms, only about a 10% chance, and a high today up to 72. Open phones, anything you want to talk about. 303-713-7600, and I don't care what it is. And if you want to get back into the whole immigration situation, but we can do that. Let me read some emails. I don't read enough of these, and you guys send a lot of them, and I should try to get them on the air. This is from Richard Chris Matthews. I find it so hard to believe that he used to work for the Dems. Maybe he is why Jimmy Carter lost. Yeah, I also think he also worked for Tip O'Neill, too, as well. On the subject of public humiliation, I don't think public humiliation will fully work on the general populace unless white-collar criminals also were treated with humiliation, like Neil Bush for Silverado Springs loan debacle. Public humiliation will mostly be singling out blue-collar misdemeanors and crimes until white-collar criminals fully get the humiliation they deserve. Blue-collar people will feel resentful and still take the risk here and there because of unequal justice in our society. I don't know if I totally agree with that. I think the punishment has to fit the crime. Here is from a guy by the name of Mike. This is another anti-Muslim email. You seem to like to defend Muslims and their way of life, but in France and other European countries, they have just enough of a special treatment for Muslims get just because of their religion. For example, Muslims women get special days at local swimming pools so that they do not have to swim with infidels, and they have separate restrooms for Muslims and infidels at many places so the Muslims don't have to dirty themselves with Europeans. Or they also built extra prayer rooms just for Muslims all over the city and in government buildings, separate water fountains just for Muslims because it is beneath them to drink the same water fountain as an infidel. The list goes on and on. You say you believe you have Muslim friends who are good Americans. Well, I have Muslim friends and German relatives who tell me that all I've said above is true. The Muslim majority in some cities of Europe have pushed for these changes, and the Muslims over there will even tell you it is to protect themselves and the infidels. So if that occurs in the States, will we allow it? Will we start having separate water fountains again, just like in our past? We will need to create restrooms for every special interest group. Believe what you want, but they have an agenda, and it isn't to become Americans. Well, see, how do you deal with this guy's email? Because I've never had anybody tell me that about Europe, and the time that I was in Europe, I never saw this, and we're not living in Europe. We have laws against separate but equal. This is all ingrained in Americans, and there are, once again, plenty of Muslims living here who are Americans by birth. And this email that you sent me, Mike, this email contains no facts. It only contains a story that you made up, apparently, and that you claim that your friends in Europe told you this. Well, where are the facts? Do they have turmoil in Europe? Sure. And they've got it with their immigrant population. That's absolutely true. But there's two sides to every story there, and also a lot of it has to do with the way they're treated. And has to do with economics. But we're not Europe. So, you know, my answer to you, Mike, is read the Constitution of the United States. That might clue you in on something. And why people send these obviously bigoted emails. I mean, what's the upside to this? And there just must be a whole lot of people out there who are scared. That must be what it is. Here's Michael in Brighton. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, good morning. You're great, and you have a great show.
Oh, well, thanks.
Who, now, do you think, and who do we have in our party that's like a Karl Rove? And do you think we need one to win?
No.
You do not think we need one?
No. I do not think we need one as long as we do the following. Stand up for ourselves. Stop the nonsense. Answer back. Don't let them get away with anything. That when they say something, answer them. Don't let it go unanswered.
But do you think that we have to play their game a little bit where the majority of America doesn't pay attention to the real facts? They just read the real quick, you know, headlines. They don't pay attention to the real fact that we show, like Karl Rove, you know, the idea that he had to win, the help of Bush win, you know, is just to scare people. And we don't have somebody like that to grab America's attention that, you know, I personally believe that most Americans just want to watch their American Idol and drink their Starbucks and go to work and come home. They don't pay attention to the major facts like people like you and I and majority of the listeners on your show or even the Republican shows. We got to get the independents to just watch basic news.
Well, the biggest failure is not answering. And when you don't answer, you don't make the news cycle. And when you don't answer, you don't you don't get your day in court. And there are, they have successfully for a long, long time, they have successfully carved out this stereotype about us. And a lot of times we play into that stereotype, and a lot of times we don't answer back, and we don't stand up, and we don't say anything, and I think that we've got to put an end to those days. They don't own this country. This country is not exclusively theirs. The love for this country is not exclusively theirs. The love for the troops is not exclusively theirs. None of this stuff is exclusively theirs. It's ours too. But you know what? People are not going to know that if we don't stand up and we don't say something about it.
Is that where we got to get more of the military, like a Jim Webb, guys that have come over to the Republican side, the Democratic side, and push them out more and say, look, you guys don't have property bought on the military. We have good Democratic senators and leaders in our party that have been in the military. Get them out there.
Well,
show
them. Yeah, I think that's part of it, but I also think the other part of it is you got to mouth it, man. You got to say it. You got to say it. I got to say it. Everybody has to say it. We have to say it over and over and over and over and over and over again until we're sick and tired of hearing us say it, and until they're sick and tired of hearing us say it. We have to say it over and over again. It's our flag, too. You don't own that. You don't own the military. You don't own the right of success. We're not all these people who believe that people should live this austere kind of lifestyle, that there's nothing wrong with making money and having money as long as you do it in a responsible manner, and that an economic tide lifts all boats, and that's what we're talking about, and we just have to answer them back at every turn of the mile.
You're right. Well, you have a great weekend. I'll see you at Tom Hartman.
All right, man. I'll be there.
All right, bye-bye.
See you, Michael. It's 9:50, 50 minutes past the hour. Rick Morgan looks at traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Getting around town right now, not a problem. Things are moving along on I-25 across downtown. Maybe a little bit slow in that southbound stretch. That's always the last to loosen up for us. But really no big delays. You make your way across downtown through the bridges and around the tech center. Decent drive on 225 as you make your way across Aurora. No worries on I-70 now on either side of town. Good speeds on 6th Avenue, also on the south side on 470. Pretty much wide open across Highlands Ranch. And shouldn't have any delays as you make your way to and from Boulder on the turnpike right now. Weather forecast, looking good. Lots of sunshine today. Still a chance of an isolated storm or two later this afternoon, but highs will be in the low 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, low 44. Partly sunny and warmer tomorrow, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Right now it's 55 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Visit Safeway today and pick up something special for Mother's Day.
Okay, here's something you ought to know. Governor Howard Dean, who's chair of the Democratic National Committee, is going to be the guest of party chair Pat Walk and other elected officials at a public rally that's going to be held Thursday, May the 10th at the Pipefitters Local 208 Union Hall. That's at 6350 North Broadway right here in Denver. Now, this thing's scheduled to start at 6:30, and it's going to run until 7:30, but the doors will open at 6 in the evening. Tickets are $30 each and can be purchased online right now at ColoradoDems.org. That's ColoradoDems.org, or you can call the Colorado Democratic Party at 303-623-4762. So let's all get together and welcome Governor Howard Dean. He'll be here this Thursday, May the 10th. Call the Colorado Democratic Party for tickets, 303-623-4762, or purchase with a credit card online at ColoradoDems.org. The fundraiser benefits the Colorado Democratic Party, so join all of us Thursday, May the 10th. Mary and I will see you out there. This ad is paid for by the Colorado Democratic Party and is not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-796-9941. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-796-9941. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-796-9941. That's 1-800-796-9941.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1438 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1438. 1-800-339-1438.
Go now. Call now.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The corner, 9:54, 54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's an instant message from Shakir. Jay, separate water fountains, do we consider psycho bloggers who claim to be from France as our friends? That guy was from Germany, or claimed to be. Last time I was aware, actually, in France, Muslim women were not permitted to wear their headscarves in public schools. This is a fact, and I remember that story. So I doubt that the French government would be so accommodating as he claimed, nor the Muslims would ask for such. Swimming pools, most likely swimming pool arrangements would be made with private establishments, and the segregation or the separation is not to keep Muslims away from non-Muslims, but to allow Muslim women to uncover themselves without being seen by men. Unfortunately, it takes too long to debunk the lies and allegations. Yeah, it does. You're right. It does. It takes a long time, and that stuff is sad. Oh, listen to this one. This one's good, too. Last time I checked, the Germans didn't invade a country close to our own. Your facts are off. The SS would have taken you away during Nazi Germany, regardless of your religion or background. Their basis would simply be your commentary on the radio. Would our government do that? No, I'm still here. Our government wouldn't do that. And also, the Germans didn't invade a country close to our own. So, what's your point in that email, whoever you are who didn't sign this, that we should not have gotten involved in World War II? Is that what you're saying? That we should have sit back and we should have let Hitler take all of Europe? And then if you're going to email me back and try to compare that to Saddam Hussein, I wouldn't really recommend that, because that dog won't hunt. Let's go to Jason in Arvada. Jason, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, can you explain to me, please, that decision that the mayor of San Francisco made a couple of weeks ago about not working with the federal government on illegal aliens, how he said that San Francisco was a sanctuary city and that the immigration laws, legal or illegal, don't apply? How does that work?
What is it that you would like me to explain?
Well, how is it that the mayor of a city in the United States can say, a mayor, tell the federal government to take a flying leap that they're not going to enforce the laws of the land? How is it that possible?
Because in the United States of America, anybody in any kind of leadership position can make any kind of a statement, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it will stick, and it doesn't necessarily mean that it will work, and it doesn't necessarily mean that they can get away with it. You have to go to court and find out if you can or you can't. Similar to the example of gay marriage, which I believe was either in Massachusetts or Rhode Island, that I can't remember which now, in which the federal court stepped in and said, no, you can't do that. So there's nothing really to explain, unless you're trying to grind the axe that what he's doing is giving immigrants, illegal immigrants, some kind of special status. And the belief behind that idea would be that deportation breaks up families. And if you're conservative, that should bother you because you guys are always for the family structure, or is it only for your own family structure? I won't be here tomorrow. I have jury duty. Back on Thursday.
Okay, here's something you ought to know. Governor Howard Dean, who's chair of the Democratic National Committee, is going to be the guest of party chair Pat Walk and other elected officials at a public rally that's going to be held Thursday, May the 10th at the Pipefitters Local 208 Union Hall. That's at 6350 North Broadway right here in Denver. Now, this thing's scheduled to start at 6:30 and it's going to run until 7:30, but the doors will open at 6 in the evening. Tickets are $30 each and can be purchased online right now at coloradodems.org. That's coloradodems.org, or you can call the Colorado Democratic Party at 303-623-4762. So let's all get together and welcome Governor Howard Dean. He'll be here this Thursday, May the 10th. Call the Colorado Democratic Party for tickets, 303-623-4762, or purchase with a credit card online at coloradodems.org. The fundraiser benefits the Colorado Democratic Party, so join all...